a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
This is Ted Light with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888.
Money Pit is presented by Deep Sentinel, Schluter, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Bank of America, and Aero Fasteners. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you create your best home ever. So, as you look around your house, inside or out, is there a project you'd like to get done? Well, we'd love to help. A couple of ways to get in touch with us. You can call your questions in to 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, if you love your outdoor spaces except because of those very, very annoying mosquitoes, we've got tips on the most effective way to stop them from putting you on their diet and taking a bite out of that backyard barbecue fun.
And natural stone countertops have been a popular choice for kitchens, but they're also very high maintenance. So is the beauty and durability of stone tops worth the hassle? We highlight the pros and cons in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Plus, over the last year, more than 11,300 kids have been treated for tip-over injuries, and almost 500 have died. We're going to share important safety tips to keep your kids safe.
But first, we're here to help you create your best home ever. So whether that's a quick fix or a big project, we can help you save time, money, and hassles.
So let's get started. Give us a call right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Plus, if you do, we've got some tools to give away. We've got an Arrow T50 plus a supply of staplers. That is the most popular staple gun in America because it works for dozens of projects around the house. It's going to go out to one listener drawn at random. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Chris in Ohio is taking on some remodeling projects and needs some help figuring out a way to finance. What can we do for you?
So I've got it's like a Cape Cod house, and I was thinking about putting some new windows in.
Okay.
And I was wondering about the cost that would be involved, and I was thinking either Anderson or Pella windows.
Have you talked to any window companies yet?
I have not. I figured I'd have a couple of reps come out and give me some estimates.
Right. Okay.
I was kind of hoping you guys might be able to ballpark it for me.
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, it really depends on the size of the window and the style of the window, but, you know, probably at least a few hundred dollars a window for an Anderson or a Pella. You know, they're sort of high end. You also could look at some of the baseline windows that are sold. You can order replacement windows at Home Depot, for example. I've ordered many over the years that are vinyl clad and stand up very, very well and have an Energy Star rated glass in it. So you have many options on the windows. How do you want to pay for this? Are you thinking about paying cash, or are you going to get a loan, or what?
I was thinking about paying cash. Would I get a discount by paying cash?
Possibly if you're dealing with an independent window contractor, maybe. But okay. I wouldn't focus on that as much as just finding the right pro. You know, you could reach out to, through homeadvisor.com. You could submit a request for window companies and determine on their website which are the best rated. That's one way to find some pros in your area. But I will tell you this. Make sure you purchase an Energy Star rated windows. And there's going to be a certification on the window. Each window is going to have a National Fenestration Rating Council code on it. And it's going to talk about how efficient the glass is. And it's kind of a standard that you can use to compare different types of windows. But if you make sure the windows are Energy Star rated, that's a really good place to be. Because there's a lot of confusion out there. Because a lot of the window companies may use a substandard manufacturer and somebody called not too long ago and the tall tales that, these guys were making up about, how the other guy's windows were bad was really crazy. But the thing is people just don't know. So if you stick with a reliable brand and you're getting an Energy Star rated window, I don't think you can go wrong.
Bonnie in Maryland's on the line is having an issue at her home. What's going on?
My husband has rental property, and one of the tenants decided to destroy the property on the way out and poured wet cement into the drains. And so I just want to know what can be done and the cost of it and things like that in terms of the repairs, because maybe it's just not even worth trying to find another tenant after doing a bunch of work that costs a bunch of money.
Wow, that's awful. Boy, what a jerk to do something like that. It's just terrible. You know, it seems to me, though, that that's a crime. I mean, that's basically vandalism. And as such, not only can you first, of course, press criminal charges, but secondly, it seems like that should be something that's covered by your homeowner's insurance. Have you tried speaking with your insurance company about this?
You know, it was just something that my husband had, talked to me about. It's not really anything that it's really my business. I'm not sure.
Well, you should call your insurance agent and you should talk with them about that, because this is not, we're not talking about wear and tear, like, oh, you got to paint the walls because you have somebody living there. This is damage. This is like having an arsonist burn your house down. You know, those kinds of crimes are covered by the insurance. That's one of the reasons you have insurance. So, we pay so much money for that. So I would definitely, make that claim. How much work this is to fix, I mean, I guess it kind of depends. I'm guessing since you're in Maryland, is this house, the bathroom's on the first floor, second floor? What's underneath the plumbing? Is it going to slab?
It's a trailer.
Okay.
It's a trailer.
All right. So then you have full access above and below. So you're probably gonna have to just cut out those pipes. It's all gonna sort of hang down the bottom of the pipe. So you're just gonna have to find out where it ends and cut it out. But again, I would not hesitate to file a criminal complaint and also to file a claim with my insurance company, or at least speak to my agent about that part.
Awesome. Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on this weekend? Are you tackling an outdoor project? Are you maybe getting a guest room ready for those friends we're welcoming over again? Well, whatever it is, reach out with your DIY questions to us at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, they are bloodthirsty and relentless visitors. No, we're not talking about your family. We're talking about mosquitoes. We're going to share the most effective ways to curb the mosquito population around your house when the Money Pit returns.
The Money Pit is presented by Schluter Systems. If you're installing tiles in a shower or anywhere in your home, Schluter will make your project look better, perform better, and last longer. From floor warming to shower drains and waterproofing, it's Schluter Systems.
You live in the Money Pit.
Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. With Pavestone, you can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, a grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Would you like to win a state-of-the-art three-camera security system worth $1,900? Then enter the Safe at Home Sweepstakes right now at MoneyPit.com. We've partnered with Deep Sentinel, the only home security system with live security guards that monitor your cameras in real time, 24/7. With Deep Sentinel watching your house, guards can stop a crime before it happens or call authorities in seconds. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com. That's MoneyPit.com.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials, a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deitch Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deitch Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deitch Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeitchCoatings.com.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? TotalTech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. TotalTech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces, indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. TotalTech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get TotalTech today on Amazon or your local hardware store.
When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job.
And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app?
Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds.
Download the Angie app today.
The Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Download the Money Pit podcast and listen when you want at moneypit.com/podcast. Hey guys, we've got a handy tool to give away today to one lucky listener. It's the Arrow T50 Heavy Duty Staple Gun and a supply of T50 staples. Now, this is America's best-selling staple gun. It's jam-resistant, it's got all chrome steel housing, and it is made in the USA. Going out to one listener drawn at random, make that you. Give us a call right now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com.
All right, now we're going to talk to Bill from Illinois, who's got some questions about what's going on with the bathtub. How can we help you?
Yeah, I have it's a 28-year-old shower tub, and I'm not sure if it's ceramic or fiberglass, and I have a couple of cracks in it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's an easy fix for a crack in a tub that's physically cracked. I mean, we've repaired shower pans, for example, by using fiberglass repair, or a fiberglass repair kit, where basically you're applying a rosin and then you're pressing fiberglass sort of into the mix and then putting multiple layers of additional rosin on top of that. But it's not a very attractive finish. And I've done this on an emergency basis where, you know, I had like a cracked shower pan. I had a rental apartment, for example, and I wanted to just make it stop leaking so we weren't bothering the lady below. And we did it and it worked, but eventually I had to take it out and replace it anyway. So for a tub that's physically cracked like that, I don't have a good solution for you.
Figured it would be a tough one.
Yeah.
I've heard of these overlap coverings.
Oh, the inserts. Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, I think one of the companies is Bathfitter that does it. I mean, it's not a bad idea, except that what we've found is that economically, the cost of a complete bathroom renovation and the cost of doing, you know, like an insert are not so far apart. I mean, it is less expensive than a complete reno, but you are restricted to the tub you have now, obviously, and the size of that tub, which gets smaller when you put an insert into it. And if you do the renovation, you know, you might have some opportunities to improve the place, improve that space a little bit more than you could by just doing an insert. So it definitely is an option. And with the tub that you have now, though, I would suspect if it did physically crack, it's probably a fiberglass tub that was not properly supported, because what you're supposed to do when you put them in is to put like a loose mortar mix underneath the tub and then press the tub down into that, which gives it complete and total support across the whole floor. Sometimes if contractors skip that step, it ends up being a little flexible, and over the years, just getting in and out of the tub, it eventually wears and cracks.
Well, actually, I took a fall.
Oh, you did? And that's how it happened?
Yeah, that's how it happened.
Yeah, well.
And I'm okay, but the crack was there, and it's on the upper slope of the tub, so it's not at the bottom. And I have not had any leakage problem.
Well, I mean, the proof's in the pudding. I'd say your options are, you know, your options are to tear it and replace, or to do an insert. But in terms of patching it, I couldn't really tell you anything that's going to be very attractive other than the fiberglass trick.
Okay.
All right, Bill?
All right. I appreciate that.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, this summer, you're likely to have some unwanted visitors at your barbecues, pool parties, and other backyard gatherings. You know, the kind that likes to take bites out of you and your guests. But mosquitoes are not only a major hassle, they're also among the world's most dangerous insects due to their ability to transmit viruses to humans.
That's right. And that's why now the best way to protect yourself from mosquito bites is not to give mosquitoes a chance to make themselves at home near your home. Now, the first step is to eliminate all sources of standing water, because that's where mosquitoes lay their eggs. You know, here's a crazy stat. A female mosquito can lay over 100 eggs at a time, which can grow full size, ready to bite, in as little as 8 to 10 days. So imagine that.
All of that
inside
sounds
of 2 weeks.
Terrible.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It really sounds not so great, Tom. So we're not talking about looking for leaks around your property, guys. We're going to look for things like standing water in areas that are so much smaller. Think about like an empty flower pot, a bucket, a jar, a wheelbarrow, any other container that can hold water after rain, even if it's just a tiny little amount, is going to be the perfect spot for mosquitoes to breed in. So go ahead and drill holes in the bottom of trash cans and recycling buckets. That's going to allow the water to drain out. And then check your kids' toys like wading pools, sandboxes, and buckets. Turn them over if you've got to. Just put them away. Whatever you have to do, avoid that standing water.
And listen, don't be fooled by some of the mosquito remedies that are out there, like bug zappers. They just don't work. They make a very satisfying zap, and they look cool, but less than 1% of the bugs killed in the zappers are biting insects. You know, for years I tried to find a mosquito product that would work, and I landed on one called Dynatrap, which I love because we set it up in the spring. It runs straight through to the fall, and it's not a zapper. It has a technology that is designed to reduce the mosquito population, and it really does prevent us from getting bites. In fact, once I hooked this thing up, I waited about 2 weeks, and they're gone. All summer long, they're totally gone. And I put it in from like March till September, and it works really, really well. So there's an option for you. We've got more advice at moneypit.com on how you can cut down the mosquito populations around your house. So check it out.
Alicia in North Carolina is on the line with the Money Pit. I have a question about a patio and deck. What's going on?
We have a patio cement slab in the back of our house. It runs the length of our house. On half of that slab, it sits our deck.
Okay.
We live in a split level, so the deck goes up rather high. It has posts that sit on this cement slab patio, and there's a crack going down the middle of it. When we bought the house about 3 years ago, we didn't notice the crack. It was there, but we really didn't notice it. And then I'd say about last year, we were sitting down and noticed that the crack is now splitting open. Now, our backyard slopes down. It's North Carolina. There's lots of that red clay. That's most of what our ground is made up of. And it's like the ground is pulling away from that cement slab because of rain and flooding in our backyard, which unfortunately floods as well. So it's making it worse. I don't know whether the footings are what they really should be. We've had a couple people come out and estimate the situation. I just don't know what to do.
First of all, are you convinced, Alicia, that this crack is active, that it's opening up, or is it just that you're paying attention to it now every time you walk out in the backyard, so maybe you're imagining it's getting bigger?
No, it's different looking than it was when we first bought it.
How big is the crack?
It's not huge. Not like it's, it's not like it's 3 inches big now. It's small still. It's opening up. The caulking isn't covering the crack anymore.
Okay.
So I'd say about quarter inch.
All right. It's not bad. So there's a couple of things you can do here. First of all, you do need to clean out that old caulk and reseal this one way or the other. Quikrete has a product that's made specifically for concrete slabs that you can use that will give you a textured finish, and it dries in about an hour, so you do want to reseal it. Now, in terms of, you know, not having to look at it, maybe doing something that would be a little more attractive, maybe slowing it down, I think you're right. The reason it's moving, if it is in fact moving, is it's exacerbated by waters. You know, cement slabs don't have footings, so there's nothing holding it back from doing this. And I just wonder if this deck was properly built because it's sitting on top of half of it. It really just shouldn't be sitting on the 4-inch concrete slab. It should be sitting on the footing below it. Be that what it may, another idea that you might want to consider is Pavestone makes a paver brick that is about half the thickness of a full paver brick. And it's designed for taking a cement slab that maybe doesn't look so hot and creating a beautiful paver patio with it. The way it works is you lay down the perimeter and then you sort of put your whole pattern in, and then you take up the perimeter, and you basically glue in the outside perimeter row. And then that holds all the bricks inside of it, and then you add this typical paver stone, and it looks fantastic. So that's available from Pavestone.
You know, my big concern is, you know, 5 years down the line, if we want to put the house on the market kind of thing, and I didn't want to – I wanted to do something – if I was already seeing an increase in the crack now – what would it look like 5 years?
A cement slab is not a structural part of your backyard or your patio, okay? It's just, it's basically there as a surface that you can work with. And if you put the pavers over it and it goes from a quarter of an inch to 3/8 of an inch, nobody's ever going to see that. The pavers are just going to shift. Product is made by Pavestone. It's actually called Pavestone Milano. That's the brand. That's the particular product that is the thinner version of the full Pavestone paver.
Okay.
And again, it can go down right on top of that slab, goes down really quick, and it'll look fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. I love your show.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Whatever it is you are working on, give us a call so we can lend a hand at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. Connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, if you love the beauty and durability of natural stone countertops, you get why they've been so popular these days. But you may not know that these stone tops also require a ton of maintenance to keep them looking as good as the day they were installed. We sort out if these attractive kitchen surfaces are worth the hassle in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Flatline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Shining Care invites you to walk for elder abuse prevention this Saturday evening at the Sundial Bridge. Your entry fee allows you to walk anytime between 6 and 8:30 p.m. on the Turtle Bay Loop of your choice. You'll get a free purple t-shirt to wear at the event and a free treasure hunt ticket for a chance to win the treasure chest full of cash and prizes. Join in the Walk for Elder Abuse Prevention with proceeds funding free Shining Care services and programs in our community. For more info and to register, visit shiningcare.org or call 232-5543.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
You can learn safety and elder abuse prevention strategies with another free event presented by Shining Care. The Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium is coming June 17th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Wind River Resort Event Room. Lunch will be provided during a live simulcast featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood sharing his expertise and tips to prevent elder abuse in our community. There'll be a Q&A session plus many resource exhibits all during the Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium June 17th in the Wind River Resort Event Room. See more at ShiningCare.org.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Moisture behind it, or how old is this house?
Well, the house was built in 78.
Because the other thing that can happen is if you have multiple layers of paint, sometimes you get delamination of an older surface of that paint. So what might be peeling off might not be like the paint from the kills or the kills from the prior paint. It could be a layer, several layers back. And when you have such a severe adhesion problem, the best thing to do is to strip the old paint off of the ceiling, then apply an oil-based primer like Kills or really any other brand that's a name brand, and then apply a flat ceiling paint on top of that.
Yeah, I did use the ceiling paint, but you know, now that you mentioned it, looking at where it's peeling, it does kind of, let me think here. Like a grayish color underneath the paint.
Yeah, so you see it may not be what you painted that's peeling. It might be a prior layer that's peeling.
Right, I follow what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, so you need to get all that old paint off and start from scratch, unfortunately.
So now do you have to, like, just scrape it or sand it? Or?
Well, no, you're going to need a paint stripper. You're going to need a paint stripper because you're not going to be able to scrape it. You got to get that loose stuff off.
Wow.
Okay?
That's a lot of work.
I mean, look, the other thing you could do is you could put another layer of drywall right on top of that and just skin it. You wouldn't even need to use half-inch drywall. You could use quarter-inch drywall. You'd have a seam or two to tape and spackle. But then you'd start from scratch.
All right. Well, I appreciate the help on that.
And I think we just filled up a couple of weekends for you, too. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, natural stone countertops have been a popular choice for kitchens, but they're also very high maintenance. So is the beauty and durability of stone tops worth the hassle? We highlight the pros and cons in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
So first up, stone countertops are somewhat indestructible, right? I mean, most of them can take a hot pot, and they're not going to dent, they're not going to chip. And home buyers love them, usually because they've never had to maintain them before. But given the popularity, you can argue that they will definitely add to your home's value. And of course, the stone is beautiful. It comes in many colors and patterns, and the finish is almost always clear, so all that natural beauty shines through perfectly.
Now, on the minus side, stone tops are costly compared to solid surface and, of course, laminate. Now, prices vary based on the type of stone, with quartz and granite usually sitting at the top tier. Now, marble can sometimes be less, but remember that marble surfaces are softer, and therefore they're not going to wear as well, plus they darken with age. Now, in terms of maintenance, granite tops demand the most. They're sealed upon installation, but we frequently hear from listeners who are dealing with stains from tomato sauce, coffee, vinegar, grape juice, all of those similar products that sort of soak into the granite and become very difficult to get out.
Now, if we had to choose one stone top, we'd probably go with engineered quartz. You'll find tops from major brands like Caesarstone and Silestone available in a large variety of colors, and they're called engineered because they're made from a mix of natural quartz and dyes and polyester resin and other chemicals, and they've got the definite advantage of being easy to maintain and not requiring those sealers.
And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Now we've got Laurel from Louisiana on the line with help with a tiling project. How can we help you today?
My husband and I are building a new house right now, and we're putting ceramic tile in the living room and the kitchen. And it's not going to be sealed, so we were wondering what was the best kind of sealant to put on that ceramic tile.
What kind of tile are you using that's not sealed? Are you trying to say that it's not glazed?
No, it was glazed, but I was told that you need to put a sealant over it to make the tile last longer.
No, not true. The glazing is plenty tough enough to protect the tile. The sealant usually refers to the grout. And if you seal the grout, it can help keep it cleaner and repel water. And the grout sealants are silicone based. So as long as you use a good grout sealant, and the time to do this is before you move in, you know, because once you move in, you start grinding some dirt in that tile, it becomes a lot harder to maintain. But if you seal the grout right after the tile is installed, that's the best time to do it.
What would be the best kind to use?
A silicone one. A silicone based grout sealant is what you're looking for.
And you want to look for one that, you know, applies in a manner that you're comfortable with. Like if you're doing a smaller grout line, you would look for one that almost looks like a nail polish brush or like a rolling foam wheel. With a floor tile, you know, you could be looking at a quarter inch to a half an inch grout line. So that's easier to apply. But, you know, you want to make sure you have something that you feel comfortable applying strictly to the grouted areas.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. You need help tackling home projects? Then you need Angie. Connect with pros, book appointments, and pay right through your phone. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, over the past year, more than 11,300 kids have been treated for tip-over injuries, and almost 500 have died. We're going to share important safety tips to keep your kids safe next.
Live in a body pit.
Create your outdoor oasis with RiverBendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets to fire pits and planters.
Then tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden.
And through May 31st, save 15% on your order of $150 or more by using the code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverBendHome.com. When your plumbing springs a leak, you need someone there right away. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. And when you own a home, it's important to keep up with the maintenance as the seasons change. Wouldn't it be great if you could handle all of that with one app? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Expert pros, hundreds of projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. Download the Angie app today. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? TuttleTech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. TuttleTech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces, indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. TuttleTech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get TuttleTech today on Amazon or your local hardware store.
Do you have a home improvement, decor, or remodeling project and don't know where to start? Start right here. Connect with Tom and Leslie by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT, presented by Angie, your home for everything home. You can also reach us by submitting your questions on MoneyPit.com or through our Facebook community page at Facebook.com/TheMoneyPit. And remember, download the Angie app to find pros for all your home projects.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Join us on the Money Pit podcast by going to MoneyPit.com/podcast.
Hey guys, what are you working on? You need some tools to get those projects around your house done? Well, we have got a really great and super handy one up for grabs today to one listener. It's the Arrow T50 Heavy Duty Staple Gun with a supply of T50 staples. Now, this is America's best-selling staple gun. It's jam-resistant, it features all chrome steel housing, and it's made in the USA. So you can use it for repairs, upholstery, any sort of insulation, decorating, tacking up trim. I mean, the projects are kind of endless, and once you get a T50 staple gun in your hands, you'll be like, oh, I'm going to work on this, and now I'm going to work on that. So I promise you'll have lots of things to use all of those staples on.
That's going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us with your home improvement questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post them at moneypit.com.
Betty in California needs some help with a toilet question. What can we do for you today?
I'm interested in the high-rise toilet. And I'd like the pros and cons and possibly a brand, because our plumber's thinking of using Kohler, the quick flush, and we're on well water, and that's it.
Well, there's really no cons of using a comfort height toilet, which is what that's called, not a high rise, but a comfort height. They're a bit higher than a standard toilet. And in terms of brands, one that I can recommend is called American Champion 4. I've got American Champion comfort height toilets in our house, and really doesn't matter what age you are, they're just easier to use. And the other benefit is that they use very little water and they don't clog. So I would take a look at the American Standard Champion 4 toilets and just get the accessible size and you'll be good to go.
Hey, here's an important safety note for families with kids. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is reporting a record number of tip-over injuries to kids. Now, this happens when kids try and climb up furniture like a bookcase or a dresser. And believe it or not, I've seen my son climb the inside of the refrigerator to get something from the top shelf. So they will climb anything that they deem climbable, which pretty much is everything. Now, over the last year, 11,300, which is about 44% of these kids, under 18 have been treated for injuries. Now, out of that group of kids, 82% were fatalities, and those involved children between the ages of 1 month to 14 years. Now, part of the problem is that parents and caregivers don't suspect that the bookcase or dresser in their child's room can be hazardous, and they really are hidden hazards, and the tip-overs can happen fast.
Plus, I think there's probably a false sense of security. According to the 2020 CPSC survey, many parents who did not anchor furniture and TVs believed it was just not necessary as long as they were actually watching the kids. So if you want to protect your kids, you need to be aware of the problem and you need to take steps to prevent it from happening. So, for example, you got to anchor TVs and furniture like bookcases and dresser securely to the wall, and in your case, Leslie, the refrigerator.
Seriously. I mean, my goodness, they climb everything. You also want to avoid displaying or storing items such as toys and remotes in places where kids might be tempted to climb up to reach for them. And be sure you store heavier items on the lower shelves or even in the lower drawers and keep TV and cable cords out of the reach of kids. My goodness, they're going to climb it to get to whatever, so be safe.
This is such a serious problem. The Consumer Product Safety Commission actually has a separate and distinct website for this. It's called anchorit.gov, anchorit.gov. Check it out. They walk you through exactly how to secure the various types of furniture and appliances so that your kids are safe.
Heather in Texas is dealing with a mold situation. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I have, like, black spots in my restroom, and I'm not sure if that's mold, and I would like to know how can you fix it.
Without seeing it, I can't tell you, but if they're black spots, it probably is mold. And where are these spots? Is it on the wall? Shower curtain, tile, where? Ceiling?
In the wall.
On the wall. Do you have wallpaper on the wall?
No.
What you might want to do is mix up a bleach and water solution, about 10 to 15% bleach and the rest water. Spray it on those spots, let it sit for a bit of time, and then wipe it down with fresh water. So if there is mold there, that will kill it. The reason we usually get mold in bathrooms is because they're wet and damp all the time. A couple of things that you can do there is, do you have a bath exhaust fan in this room?
No.
Well, you should have one. And this is one of the reasons you should have one, because it will draw air out of that room when it gets damp, especially if you hook it up to a humidistat, so it's only running when there's moisture in the room. If you don't have that, then the only thing that you could do is just get into the practice of wiping down walls or using a squeegee to wipe most of the water off the bath, shower walls, that sort of thing, every single time and leaving the door open. But if you don't have a bath exhaust fan, you're always going to be fighting this. When you do repaint next time, make sure you use a paint that has a mildicide built into it, because that can also further reduce the chance of developing mold. Okay, Heather?
Okay, thank you.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit with us. Give us a call anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. If your plumbing springs a leak, you're going to need somebody there right away. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Hey, have you ever had a water stain that just won't disappear? Well, we're going to tell you how to make it vanish for good after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing,
plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We hope you are enjoying this beautiful, warm, practically summer weather. I know that we are. Spending time outside is a welcome relief from everything that happens in the home office during the week. You know, we're all working in home offices, but somehow the stress followed me, Leslie. I don't get it. I still get crazy busy and back-to-back with calls and tasks, so I'm so glad when the weekend comes and I can rest and relax and do home improvement, because that's what I call enjoyment.
I know, except you're doing all these projects right in your office again. You just never leave it. Nicole wrote in and she's asking, what's the rule of thumb for painting over water stains? I recently fixed a leaking second floor shower, but noticed there's a black stain around the nail hole where the leak occurred, which I'm assuming is mold.
You know, I think it's natural to assume that any stain is mold, but in this case, Nicole, it's not. So, first of all, make absolutely certain that leak is fixed before we talk about painting. You say it's fixed, I mean, make sure it really, really, really is fixed. If you've gone for a couple of weeks, then I think you can assume that it was done correctly. Now, in terms of the stain, it's a reaction between the water and the drywall, the paper and the drywall and the paint that causes that discoloration. Now, the best way to deal with it is to prime that area first. So you have to use primer. Now, primer is different than regular paint, regular ceiling paint, because it has this adhesive quality that seals in all of that stuff that's underneath it, including the stain. So if you prime it first and then you paint over it, the stain won't come back. But if you don't prime it, the stain will come right through that new paint. In fact, it'll really frustrate the heck out of you, because you'll do this painting work and you'll put all the paint away and you'll take down the masking tape, clean the brushes and all that stuff. And the next day you go, man, I still see that stain. What's going on? It will continue to come through unless you prime it. Now, if it's a really big stain, then you have to maybe just prime the entire ceiling surface. But if it's a little one, you can spot prime it and you'll be good to go.
Yeah, Nicole, you got to remember, sometimes with a small spot, the finishes are going to match up just fine. But as it gets a little bigger, you might find that the finishes don't exactly match. So if it does get big, just paint the whole ceiling. All right, Corey just purchased a home, and she says, it was built in 1945 and has really pretty wood siding. I have a fear of termites and wondered if I could look into replacing the siding with vinyl.
I don't think I've ever heard of anyone that has a fear of termites. I wonder if there's a scientific name for that. You know, like you're afraid of heights or you're afraid of spiders. There's got to be a scientific name for being afraid of.
Termitophobia?
Yeah, something like that. Well, listen, Corey, there's nothing to fear with termites. They're part of, you know, God's plan for getting rid of the dead wood. Now, if it happens that the dead wood is also your wood siding, of course, I see why you're concerned. But siding is generally not something that they eat. Where they usually infest is the framing of your house. They'll come up over or through the foundation, and they will eat away at the 2x4s or 2x6s or however your house is framed. The way you protect yourself is by first having a termite inspection done, sometimes once a year. It's a good idea to do this. And if you do discover termites, then you can have them treated. Now, the good news is that the chemicals that are treating termites today are very, very effective, and the termites don't know they're there. So when they pass through these chemicals, they're usually soaking into the soil of the foundation. They carry that back to the termite nest, and that eliminates the whole nest, and hence the problem, and sends whoever's left over to your neighbor's house for their next meal, but they leave yours. So I think you can continue to enjoy that pretty wood siding and have no fear of termites, just to be on the lookout for them, and if you see them, take action, and you'll be good to go.
But be afraid and then take action.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we so appreciate you spending some time with us today. We hope that we have been able to give you some valuable tips to save you time, save you money, save you hassles, and help you create your best home ever. If you have questions, no matter when you hear this show, you can always reach out to us by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT. Leave your question with us. We'll call you back the next time we record the show. Or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Now.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Things keep looking better and better for the travel industry.
The TSA says more than 2 million people streamed through U.S. airport security checkpoints on Friday for the first time since early March of 2020. But there's still plenty of room for improvement, since Friday's crowds were only 74% of the volume compared to the same day in 2019 before the pandemic hit. As the summer travel season approaches, TSA is advising passengers to arrive at the airport with sufficient time to accommodate increased screening time, as they expect the amount of travelers to approach and in some cases exceed pre-pandemic levels at certain airports. I'm Shelley Adler.
G7 unveiled an infrastructure plan for the developing world to compete with China's global initiatives, but no immediate consensus on how to forcefully call out Beijing over human rights abuse. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro led thousands of motorcyclist supporters through the streets of Sao Paulo today and got hit with a fine for failing to wear a mask in violation of local pandemic restrictions.
The conservative president waved to the crowd from his motorcycle and later from atop a sound truck, where helmeted but largely maskless backers cheered and chanted Saturday as he insisted that masks were useless for those already vaccinated. That's an assertion disputed by most public health experts. São Paulo State Government Press Office said a fine, equivalent to about $110, would be imposed for violation of a rule that has required masks in public places since May of 2020. According to a survey by local authorities, 12,000 motorcycles participated in the pro-Bolsonaro event. Bernie Bennett reporting.
An armed suspect kept a garage at Baltimore, Washington International Thurgood Marshall Airport shut down for hours yesterday before authorities say the man died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
A Florida mother urging stricter packaging regulations on THC products after her 6-year-old daughter allegedly ate a Faded Fruits cannabis-infused gummy, thinking it was candy.
Morgan McCoy of Pensacola said her daughter, McKendrick, ended up in the hospital. The 6-year-old was visiting a friend's house and happened to see the bag of cannabis gummies laying around. Hungry for a treat, she ate the gummies. Hours later, the mother found McKendrick non-responsive, and then when she started going into a seizure, rushed her to the hospital. In a recent online post, the mother mentioned she received backlash and criticism over her parenting skills. Patrick Foss reporting.
On a vote of 81-16, the Senate confirmed the first American Muslim in the U.S. to serve as an Article III federal judge. He once served as a U.S. magistrate judge since 2019, previously worked in the Department of Homeland Security. More at townhall.com. Former Governor Chris Christie says the U.S. should consider the use of military force in the event China decides to invade Taiwan. Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, the one-time GOP presidential candidate says the U.S. has a long-standing promise to protect the people of Taiwan from foreign invasion.
And I don't think the United States could back away from that. I think before Communist Chinese got to that point, as president, you'd have to make very clear to the Chinese that that was a bridge for them not to cross.
Meanwhile, Christie adds that Taiwan's an important U.S. and a strategic partner in the production of semiconductors. Meanwhile, fresh from the charming the leaders, though, at the Group 7 summit, Queen Elizabeth was back at her residence at Windsor Castle viewing a military parade to mark her official 95th birthday. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
A Moment in History by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. The town of Delta was established by the California and Oregon Railroad in 1884 at the confluence of the Sacramento River and Dog Creek. Railroad officials turned the site into a temporary railhead terminal, laid out a town site, and gave it a more dignified name of Delta because of the similarities of the town site terrain and the Greek letter Delta. Redding and Shasta merchants flocked to the area to open stores, believing it would be another red-hot railhead town like Redding. Delta soon thrived, but almost disappeared as fast as it had appeared. What little remained became a stopover for steam engines to take on water for the rest of the climb through the canyon. Delta still exists today as a very small, quiet community. This moment in history was brought to you by KCNR and Shasta County historian Dottie Smith. For more stories like this, find Dottie Smith on Amazon or at the Shasta Historical Society.
Presented by Deep Sentinel, Schluter, the Angie app, LL Flooring, Bank of America, and Aero Fasteners. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And I think we're just a week away now from the official start of summer, and so why not take this weekend to finish up any outdoor projects that you'd like to get done to make sure you can enjoy every day of the warm weather ahead. If you've got questions on how to get those jobs done, you can reach out to us. We are here to help. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. You can call 24/7. If we're not in the studio, you'll be able to leave your question, and we will call you back the next time we get there. And you can always post your questions to moneypit.com, because we love to help you with your questions, your problems, your do-it-yourself dilemmas. We'd love to give you inspiration and ideas to help you get those jobs done. So help yourself first and reach out to us. Hey, coming up on today's show, we're going to start outside by talking about backyard decks. They are a surefire way to increase your home's living space, but if you're not careful, it is easy to make very expensive mistakes when you're building one. So we're going to tell you what you need to know to avoid doing that.
And also ahead, bathroom renovations are more popular than ever, but this is one project where you need to get those design details done right the first time. Now, these small rooms are complicated to renovate, and changing course mid-project can throw this project way off schedule. We're going to walk you through what you need to know.
And also, summer puts a lot of stress on your electrical systems. If yours is not up to snuff, you could get a shock of another kind. So we're going to share five signs. It's time to upgrade your service panel so it stays safe and stays on.
But first, let us help you create your best home ever. What are you working on? Are you planning a big, awesome backyard? You're thinking about how you can enjoy your own home this summer season better than you did last year? Well, whatever it is, let us give you a hand.
Plus, we've got tools to give away to one lucky listener. We've got an Arrow T50. It is an awesome staple gun, perfect for lots of projects, going out to one caller drawn at random. Make that you. Call us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them to moneypit.com.
Mary in Wisconsin, you've got the Money Pit. What can we help you with today?
I'm redoing my basement, and I'm wondering about flooring. It has had a rubber-backed carpet, which has been taken up, so we're down to the concrete. And I'm just wondering what would be a good thing to put back down on the floor there.
So rubber-backed carpet was kind of popular at one point in time, but generally speaking, we don't recommend carpet for basements because they're so damp. You can build up a lot of debris down there that can cause allergic reactions. You get dust mites and all that sort of thing that will nest in the carpet. So I would look to a smooth surface material. So your options might be laminate floor, which is beautiful. It could look like hardwood floor or tile. It's made of different composite materials. It's very, very tough surface, and it floats. It's not glued down. It floats on top of the floor. Or you could choose a special type of hardwood floor called engineered hardwood. Now, solid hardwood would not be recommended for a basement because it's too moist, but engineered is made up of different layers of hardwood. It kind of looks like the guts of it kind of look like plywood, but the surface, it looks like a regular hardwood floor. You can't really tell the difference once it's down. And I think that would be a good option as well.
I really like the carpet down there.
Use area rugs. You're just going to be sad. It's just going to cause a lot of problems. It's going to make you feel yucky. It's going to feel damp down there.
And it's a very dated look today, too. I mean, things have changed in terms of decor. And I think the solid surface of a laminate floor or an engineered hardwood floor would be much more common today.
Is there something feasible in the price range, though?
Yeah, I mean, laminate floor is really affordable. You can get that for as little as maybe $4 a square foot.
Yeah, you know what? Go online. I've seen laminate flooring just south of $2 a square foot. So there's really some great options that are very affordable out there.
Okay, thank you.
Mary, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Stan, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Oh, well, I had just bought a house that was built in 1995. It's a 4,000 square foot underground home.
Wow, that sounds neat.
And it's not a transformed, like, missile. I've been to Oklahoma, and I've seen these, like, missile launching areas that have been sort of retaken over and turned into homes.
No, this is actually a underground concrete structure that was specifically built to be a house.
Do you get to mow your roof?
Yes, I do.
Interesting.
Very cool. So what can we help you with?
Well, I knew when I bought this that it had a few leaks, and being that the house is getting close to being 20 years old, I feel that it's time to probably remove the dirt and expose and probably replace the roof, and especially since I have some leaks. I'm having trouble finding somebody that deals with any kind of underground structure home, and especially like in roof ceiling of that nature. And I was curious if, I mean, I'm sure this is probably going to be an expensive undertaking, but furthermore, after I go back and get it all done, when I find the contractor to do it, what maybe is there some care, preventative maintenance, that how I care for that underground roof system, so I'm not coming back, you know, at a later date and time and going back through the same process?
There's no way we could give you the answer to that question, but we can give you some advice on how to approach it. What I would do is I would find an architect to spec out this roof project, because it's a big project, 4,000 square foot roof. And I would have an architect or an engineer spec out the project. Let them do the research on what is the most viable materials out there right now available to replace this roof with. and have them prepare a specification for that. It's worth the investment, because then with that spec, you can bring it to qualified contractors, and I would guess probably the best contractors will be those that do commercial roofing, not residential roofing, and have them follow this specification exactly. I would not try to find a roofing contractor that has their own personal idea of how to do this, because you're not going to find somebody that's experienced in these homes. It's too unique. But if you find a building professional that could spec this out for you, do the research on the best way to replace that roof, that spec will be very valuable to you.
Perfect. That's a great idea. Never even thought of that.
All right. Well, good luck, Stan.
Hey, guys. I appreciate it.
We got to work smarter, not harder, right?
That's right.
Thank you so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on to get ready for the summer season. Perhaps you've got some kids going away to camp this summer and you want to make the backyard your own oasis. Get rid of the pool toys and all the fun stuff and make it your cool adult backyard. Whatever it is, let us give you a hand with that project. Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today.
And just ahead, adding a backyard deck is a great way to increase your home's living space. But if you're not careful, there are some really easy ways to make costly mistakes. We'll tell you what you need to know to get that project done next.
You live in a money pit.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work. That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand. You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app. This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Would you like to win a state-of-the-art three-camera security system worth $1,900? Then enter the Safe at Home Sweepstakes right now at MoneyPit.com. We've partnered with Deep Sentinel, the only home security system with live security guards that monitor your cameras in real time, 24/7. With Deep Sentinel watching your house, guards can stop a crime before it happens or call authorities in seconds. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com. That's MoneyPit.com.
Now that winter's passed, have you noticed rotted wood around your windows, doors, or exterior trim? Over time, wood can become damaged from exposure to moisture, bugs, and UV. But there's no need to replace the damaged wood. You can repair it instead.
Abitron's liquid wood and wood epoxy are easy-to-use epoxy adhesives that make structural, shrink-free, cost-effective repairs to rotted or damaged wood. These products are great for windows, doors, columns, or other wooden features that have been exposed to the elements and are showing signs of deterioration. They restore the wood for a permanent repair.
And here's how. Liquid wood penetrates deep into soft deteriorated wood and then hardens, restoring its strength. And wood epoxy is a lightweight epoxy wood filler that rebuilds the missing wood. It hardens to a material that can be worked just like real wood.
Both products can be sanded and painted, saving you the time, trouble, and expense of replacing rotted wood. Abitron liquid wood and wood epoxy are proven by decades of outstanding performance. To learn more and to find a dealer near you, visit abitron.com. That's abatron.com.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement projects at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
All right, give us a call or go online, because right now at MoneyPit.com, you can enter the Safe at Home Sweepstakes, and you could win a state-of-the-art three-camera security system from Deep Sentinel. Now, these guys are truly unique because they have real, live security guards watching your cameras 24/7. Now, Deep Sentinel prevents crime before it occurs, and Deep Sentinel prevents home break-ins, package thefts, auto break-ins, even tampering, loitering, and anything that's suspicious.
Now you can win a three-camera system worth nearly $1,900 or one of five one-camera systems plus a full year of live security guard surveillance. Enter once a day at MoneyPit.com and share the sweeps with friends to earn bonus entries. That's the Safe at Home Sweepstakes presented by Deep Sentinel on MoneyPit.com.
Sharon in Ohio is on the line with a sump pump question. How can we help you?
We have an issue with our furnace. It seems to be pulling sewer gas from our sump pump because that's where it drains into, and we can't figure out how to solve the issue. Temporary solution is to pour water in the sump pump. But then about 3 or 4 days later, we turn the furnace on, and it draws the sewage gas air again.
Well, let's talk about this. So first of all, what water from the furnace is being drained into the sump pump? Are you talking about the condensate line from the air conditioning system?
Yes, sir.
Is there a return duct in the basement area where this is, or in the room where this is? Or do you think it's coming in through the drain pipe?
We think it's coming in from the sump pump, and it's a wintertime issue because it happens when we turn the furnace on.
Well, if you think it's because it's reversing, it's pulling whatever soil gas is causing this unpleasant odor. If you think it's coming in because of the drain line, there's a really simple solution. Put a trap in it. So if the drain line has a P-trap, kind of the same kind of that sort of U-shaped pipe that's underneath the bathroom sink, then that pipe will stay filled with water and will not allow any gases, any air, to back up through it and get into the furnace.
That's not built into the furnace already?
Not always. I mean, it depends on the workmanship of the installer. But no, you would see it on the outside. If you don't see a P-trap, it doesn't have one. The other thing that could be causing this, and sometimes this happens, is occasionally, and I don't want to freak you out, but occasionally you'll get a rodent that will die inside of a return duct. And if that happens, yeah, the stink can go on for quite a while. But I would take a look at that drain line, and if it doesn't have a trap in it, do that. And make sure it's filled with water when you start, if it's the winter, because it won't be. And I think you won't find any more air gets through that pipe. Sharon, thanks so much for calling us at 888- Money Pit.
Well, adding a backyard deck is one surefire way to increase your home's living space. But if you're not careful, it's easy to make costly mistakes. Here's what you need to avoid. Now, think about traffic flow and convenience. Most people like their decks to be just off of the kitchen, you know, for obvious reasons. But if you're going to build a wraparound deck, try to have the door to the deck just off of the kitchen, which is going to make summer barbecuing and even wintertime grilling a breeze.
Now, you also want to make sure that you include room for a dining area with chairs and that it's not between you and the pathway from the kitchen to the grill. And don't forget to consider options like built-in benches and planters and even lighting, which can all make your deck much more accommodating and comfortable. Now, if you choose to build a wooden deck, keep in mind that the least expensive option, which of course is pressure-treated wood, does require upkeep in the form of stain and sealants to keep out the weather.
Now, if you want wood and you really can afford it, cedar is an excellent choice since it's naturally weather and insect resistant, and it weathers to a nice, really gorgeous gray tone. Now, composite decking, that generally requires little to no upkeep, but it's considerably more expensive than most wood decking, and you're not likely to recoup any of that cost in terms of value added from a sales point of view. However, if you're planning on staying in your home for the foreseeable future, it's a good option that eliminates the worry of splinters on bare feet, you know, lots of maintenance, which you will eventually just sort of succumb to because you will constantly be staining, restaining, cleaning, all the things that go around the deck.
For more tips, you can check out how to plan an amazing deck. It's online at moneypit.com.
All right, now we're heading out to Las Vegas where Bruce is on the line with a question about windows. What can we do for you today?
I wanted to know about your opinion on the effectiveness of e-windows.
I have approximately 3,000 square foot home that's two stories that I actually don't put the air conditioning on until it's about 110 outside, and then then I put it on to about 85. And I have some shutters in the house, so I wonder what you thought on e-windows.
Well, when you say e-windows, Bruce, are you talking about low E?
Yes. Okay. I think that's what they're called, right?
Yeah. So low E, and the E stands for emittance. And basically what it is a reflective coating that is on the glass. And most high-efficiency windows, or I would dare to say almost all of them, have a low E coating. And what it does is it takes the UV from the sun and reflects it back outside. So very, very important to have low E window glass in Las Vegas, especially with the heat that you experience. That's going to make a dramatic difference on how much heat actually gets into the house itself, because the low E glass will reflect it back out. So it is definitely a measure of efficiency and something you want to look for when you're shopping for those windows.
Okay, well, with the caveat that, like I said, I don't put the air on until it gets to be about 110 outside.
I understand, but no matter what comfort level you like to use that air conditioning, you're going to be using less of it if you have low E glass.
And any idea of approximate cost of and the difference of...
You know, I wouldn't consider for a second not using low E glass in a house, no matter where it was in the country that I was building or putting windows in. I wouldn't be able to tell you what the cost difference is, but if it's a thermal pane, average quality thermal pane window, it's going to have low E glass.
Thank you so much.
All right, Bruce. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Sandy in Nebraska, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, we have ceramic floors, and they're ceramic tile, and they're probably 20 years old, and they just don't come clean anymore. They're real porous, and we've scrubbed them with a scrub brush, and they will come sort of clean, but that's a whole lot of work. We've tried different cleaners, vinegar and water and softened scrub and Clorox and water and soda and water, and they just don't come clean. And short of tearing them up, what could we possibly do for them?
Yeah, it sounds like the glaze is worn off the ceramic tile, and as a result...
Well, you know, I don't even know if it ever had a glaze.
So most tile have a glaze, unless it's like a natural Mexican tile or something like that. I would be very surprised to find any tile out there that didn't have a glaze finish to it. The surface will wear down after a really long, long time, and it depends on the quality of the tile. So I don't have a really good solution for you. It's a fairly unusual problem. You know, you can clean the grout, you can replace the grout, you can seal the grout, but the tile surface itself, it's not really possible to add an additional sort of glaze coat to that. So you might want to think about some other floor options. A really inexpensive one, by the way, would be laminate floor. It works really well in the bathroom because it's very moisture resistant. It kind of snaps together. And it floats on top of the original floor. So really all you have to do is install it, put in a new saddle where the door comes across, maybe some shoe molding between that and the baseboard, cut it around the toilet, and you're good to go. So there are other floor choices. Or if you want to just maintain that ceramic tile, you could also put a second layer of tile over the top one, over the first one, without removing that original layer. As long as that original layer is solid, there's no decay or softness or structural deficiency there, you can put a second layer of tile on top of the first tile, top of the first layer of tile, and still be good to go. All right, Sandy?
Yes, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Randy in Ohio is on the line with a decking question. How can we help you today?
I just built a deck, and it's got that new wood look, you know. What kind of stain can I put on it?
So you have a number of options. You said you just built it, so you might want to let it dry out. Sometimes we don't recommend staining until about the second year, because the pressure-treated lumber is going to have a lot of moisture in it. But when you are ready to treat it, what I would recommend that you use is a solid color deck stain. Deck stains come in solid color and semi-transparent, and if you use solid color, it basically has more pigment in it, so it tends to last a lot longer. So go for a good brand, a good quality brand of a solid color deck stain, and I think that's something that you'll hope to get maybe two or three seasons out, depending on the use of your deck.
All right. Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your questions at 1-888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. You know that Angie app, it really helps you find the best pro for any home project or repair.
That's right. Keeping up with your home is easier than ever with Angie. You can find pros for hundreds of projects, plus book and pay right from your phone.
Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Coming up, bathroom renovations are one project where you need to get the design decisions done right the first time so that you can stay on schedule and stay on budget. We're going to walk you through what you need to know next. 888-BODY-FIT. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slate, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians, so you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Have a home to keep up with? Then you need Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, bathrooms have certainly become an oasis within the home. And now with continued improvements in available products, there are many design decisions that need to be made before a new bathroom project can get started.
Well, to learn more about the many options now available in bath and shower design, we're joined by Andrew Acker, the Director of Education for Schluter Systems. Welcome, Andrew.
Well, thank you for having me on.
So, Andrew, there are so many options today when it comes to doing a bath design, starting really from the drain on up. The one thing that Schluter brings to this is a system that assures that whatever we want to do inside that space, it's going to be watertight and vapor tight, right?
That's correct. That's our system.
So once you get to that point where you know you're going to have a smart base, everything's going to be watertight, you truly have basically a gajillion decisions to make. And I think it starts with, you know, what kind of look are you going for in the bath? What is the functionality? And I think one of the main jumping off points is choosing that tile, but then sort of determining how that shower is drained, because there are a couple of options there that I think people don't even realize, and that can help determine a totally different design style.
That's right, Leslie. We can address a lot of the consumer's desires as far as the design elements. Certainly, the shower has to function. It has to manage the moisture, both the liquid and the vapor form, as you mentioned. But then we get to the design ends. What are those design elements that the consumer really likes? And one, for instance, is the line drain. Instead of having a centralized point drain, you might choose to have a long linear drain because you want to put a large format tile, for instance, on the shower floor. You want to maybe carry the same large format tile that's on the bathroom floor right into the shower uninterrupted. And with central drains or point drains, you're limited to the size tile that you can put on one of those trays or pans based on the way it's sloping in two directions. But with the line drains, you have one flat plane sloping down towards a linear drain. So now the design possibilities are endless for the consumer.
Now, speaking of design possibilities, so many of us are spending more years in our homes than ever before, maybe not moving out as quickly to those retirement places. We want to think about how we use the bath as we age. And one of the trends in there is to go completely curbless so that you don't have to step up and over into a shower pan. You can kind of basically walk right in, or if you have a limited mobility, you could even be wheeled right in. What's the difference between doing a curbed and curbless, though, when it comes to making sure it's waterproof?
Well, there is a way to do that. You're right. That's become very popular, the aging-in-place movement, to where you do design something that you might not necessarily need right now, but you're planning on staying in your home for a long time, so you are planning for the future. But it doesn't have to look utilitarian. It can look very, very pleasing, have all the aesthetics you want. So one of the key elements to removing a curb is, are you just removing a curb or are you making it truly barrier-free? So those are really two definitions. But if you're just removing the curb, that's what used to hold the water back. Now what are you supposed to do? Well, you have to place the drain in a place where the water can get to it readily, and you have to carry your waterproofing right out of the shower area that was traditionally the wet area out onto the bathroom floor, which was traditionally the dry area. So now we're treating that area with a waterproof membrane also.
You know, I won't tell you how many years ago this was, but when I was in college, I actually lived in Denmark, and I went to a school for architecture there, and I was surprised when I moved into the dormitory, the bathrooms in the dormitory, which was one per room. There was no curb. There was no tub. The entire floor was essentially the shower pan. We had a curtain, and then we had a drain. And I thought, wow, what a great idea. You know, why do we go through all this work to cut this corner out of the bathroom? And just the corner is waterproof. Why not make the entire surface waterproof by moving the drain? That's kind of what you're saying here, right?
That's exactly right, Tom, and that has been the case in Europe for quite some time. You didn't want to tell, what years those were, but it's been that way for decades now, actually.
Yeah.
And I had the same epiphany when I went to Europe for the first time and went into the bathroom and said, well, where's the shower? And realizing, well, the whole bathroom is actually the shower because of the way they treated the moisture management, the way they waterproofed the floor, up the walls. Yeah, it makes it very convenient. No curb, no door. Many times not even a splash shield or maybe a small one. But, yeah, that's all part of the design, and it's gotten very popular here in the U.S. and Canadian market also.
Well, that's great. I mean, there are so many choices, and I think when it comes to the functionality of the shower, or at least how you're going to use that space when you're in it, there's a lot of questions as to where do I put the soap? Where do I put the shampoo? All of the things that you need on a day-to-day, but you want to have it in a stylish, well-thought-out manner. So what's your opinion on, like, all of those built-in niches and shelve options that are out there?
Well, they're great additions, and this is what the consumer really envisions when they're thinking about their bathroom. It's not just a place to get ready for the day any longer. It's more of a spa or retreat-like environment. So in that case, they're thinking about design elements, as you said, Leslie, like niches, like benches, taking out the curb, you know, making it aesthetically pleasing. So those things all used to be a challenge to the tile industry in order to get them to function the way the design intended. So now we do have function and design because we can waterproof those systems all very simply with our Curti membrane or even with our pre-made curbs and benches that are already made out of material that cannot be affected by moisture and are waterproof in themselves. So introducing those type of building elements, those design elements, have never been simpler. And so you get the design you want, and the consumer, the homeowner, gets the function that they need also.
You know, your systems essentially eliminate every weak link in the waterproofing design, because every time we have an angle change or an intersection, that's where leaks happen. And because this is all designed to work together, that's really no longer an issue. Andrew Acker, the Director of Education for Schluter System, thanks for educating us on all the opportunities there are for bath and shower design today, made possible by the waterproof systems developed by Schluter.
Well, thanks very much for having me on. It's been a pleasure, Tom and Leslie.
Coming up, do you experience tripped circuits a little more often than you'd like? Like, say, when you're in the middle of blow-drying your hair? Well, if you do, it might be time to upgrade your electrical panel.
We'll share five signs you might need an upgrade in today's Pro Project, presented by Angie, next.
You live in a body pit.
Create your outdoor oasis with RiverbendHome.com. From gorgeous outdoor dining sets to fire pits and planters.
Then tie it all together with beautiful patio string lights. They're super popular for your patio, deck, yard, or garden.
And through May 31st, save 15% on your order of $150 or more by using the code MONEYPIT15 at checkout. That's MONEYPIT15.
With unique finds for the inspired home, you'll find everything you need to create your outdoor oasis at RiverbendHome.com. Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Total Tech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Total Tech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Total Tech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Total Tech today on Amazon or at your local hardware store.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
There's a lot of pride that comes with having your own home. It's where you entertain, it's your biggest investment, and it's the place that represents you. It can also be a lot of work.
That's where the Angie app steps in. It takes all the maintenance, repairs, and projects your home needs and puts the solution in the palm of your hand.
You can connect with pros, see upfront pricing, even book and pay in seconds, all right through the app.
This is your home handled. This is Angie. Download the Angie app today.
Is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Give us a call, let us know what you are working on. It's the summer, so it better be an outside project. Are you thinking about putting in a pool? Or maybe that pool that you ordered last summer with the pandemic is finally going to arrive? You never know. Everything is backed up and busy, but whatever you are working on, we are ready now to help you with your project. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. You can find pros for all of your home projects with the Angie app. Download the Angie app today. Now check out the Money Pit podcast where you have access to all sorts of content anytime you like, and you can find it at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, we've got a handy tool to give away to one listener. It's the Arrow T50 heavy-duty staple gun and a supply of staples. It is America's best-selling staple gun. It's going out to one listener, drawn at random. Make that you. Call us now with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com.
Well, your home's electrical panel is made up of circuits that provide electricity to your home. Now, you probably never think about it until a circuit trips, and then you have to think about it. But if you find that that's happening more often, it could be a sign that you need to upgrade your electrical service panel. So we've got five signs that your service panel might need an upgrade in today's Pro Project presented by Angie.
Now, first off, let's talk about faulty wiring. This is what happens like when a wire short circuits or it overheats, and it's a leading cause of residential fires in the U.S. So what you need to look for are things like dimming or flickering lights, any kind of a burning smell, or sparking or discolored power outlets. All of those could indicate a problem.
Now, next up, let's talk about fuses. Now, I think a lot of people sort of interchange these words, fuses, circuit breakers. Well, they function the same. They prevent short circuiting or circuit overload. Now, if the circuit pulls more electricity than your wiring can handle, they're going to turn that circuit off to prevent it from overheating and potentially causing a fire. But that's it. That's where the similarity ends.
Now, if a fuse trips, it has to be replaced. Circuit breakers just need to be reset. And unfortunately, in most cases, fuses are interchangeable. But that's the problem, because very often the wrong size fuse gets installed when one trips because they all fit the same hole, so to speak. They have kind of like a light bulb thread on them, so they all fit the same spots. And that's the issue, because if you have a circuit that needs a 15-amp fuse and you put a 20-amp fuse in it, it's not doing its job because the wire is going to overheat before the circuit pops. And that's why a lot of insurance companies won't insure a home with fuses. But in either case, if you do blow a fuse or a circuit breaker, it's important you figure out why that happened before you do anything, because otherwise it's going to happen again. So if you were running your air conditioning and somebody was vacuuming and you were ironing clothes at the same time, that's probably what's going on. But if it's not quite so obvious, you may need to get an electrician.
Oh, yeah. I can't toast and use the microwave at the same time. Cannot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we all learn our homes like sort of limitations.
I know, totally. But here's another sign, guys, that you may have an overworked electrical system is the excessive use of extension cords and power strips. So if you find yourself plugging nearly everything into one power outlet via power strips and extension cords, it's a good idea to upgrade your system. Now, you can install new electrical outlets and a circuit where they're needed and then minimize fire and tripping hazards.
Now, if you're upgrading major appliances, that's the time to upgrade your panel as well. So this would be things like a pool, a hot tub, a spa, you know, a new central AC unit, or any kind of other appliance that uses a ton of energy. Standard panels provide 100, 150, or 200 amps of power, but if you have anything less, it could be a challenge.
I can't believe there's anything less than 100. You can barely do anything with 100.
Oh, my gosh. Well, in the years I spent as a home inspector, I'd find like 60-amp panels.
On a real house?
On a real house, yes. On a real house, not like a dollhouse. A real house.
You know what I meant. I meant like a small apartment or something.
I do, yeah. A real house.
Oh, my goodness. So say you've got that small apartment or small home and you're planning a large remodeling project or an addition, it's a good idea to update that panel. You're probably going to need to add circuits to support that new addition anyway, and your old panel just isn't going to have room to expand. You can always add a second sub-panel when this happens, but it's probably more cost-effective to just replace the original panel with one that's big enough to handle everything.
And that's today's Pro Project presented by Angie. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the Angie app today.
Nina in Arizona's got a log home that's cracking up. What's going on?
My husband and I bought a log home, and the exterior walls on the inside are cracked. The logs are cracked. What can we do to fill that in and make that look better?
You can fill them in with, there's various types of wood filler out there that you know, can be colored and stained to match that. But I think you're going to be chasing it over and over and over again, so you might want to proceed cautiously.
Oh, wow. Okay. So there's really no solution for it?
I think you're better off kind of accepting that that's what that's supposed to do. I mean, it's not like finished hardwood furniture or something. You know, it's a log, so it's supposed to have that rustic look to it.
Okay, that's kind of what my husband said, so.
Oh, you see, you should have listened to him, Nina. You just thought he was trying to get out of work, didn't you?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
So glad we could solve that spat.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on to 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Taking care of home projects is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, they're back. I'm not talking about poltergeists. No, I'm talking about garden gnomes, which can also be scary. I mean, they're making their way from punchlines to potted plants, even dish towels. And they're not the only surprise trend in yards and gardens. That and more after this.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Need help tackling home projects? Angie can help. Find expert pros available for hundreds of projects. Upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. Download the app today.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Joe wrote in and he writes, my concrete driveway installed in 1995 is showing wear, pitting, and flaking. Can it be repaired? The contractors are recommending tear out and replace, but I don't think it's that bad.
I'm shocked. The contractors have no way to fix that. So they see, oh my gosh, you need a whole new driveway, Joe, and we're just the guys to do it for you. Aren't you lucky we're here? In fact, we probably have extra concrete left over from the last job that we didn't need to do. So, listen, Joe, you can fix this. As long as the deterioration, as you describe it, is surface deterioration, pitting and flaking, because there are products today that you can resurface that driveway with. The best one is called Recap. It's made by Quikrete. And what these guys have done is they've specialized in developing a product that can bond to the old concrete. So it's process. You pressure wash the driveway, you apply the Recap, and you sort of use a squeegee to kind of spread it out. You can put a broom finish on it if you want to have a stiff finish like that, so you're not going to have any slippage in the wintertime. And the nice thing about this stuff is it just doesn't chip off again. Pretty much most other products I've seen will eventually chip away from the original surface. This becomes one with it. In fact, I've seen a test where they try to pull it off after the fact. Can't be done. They end up taking out half of the original driveway by trying it. So check out the Recap product from Quikrete. I think you can save this driveway. And in fact, you could do it yourself. You don't need to have your contractors tear it out.
Yeah, and you know what, Joe? That Recap product, you can use it really well on, you know, porches, steps, patios, whatever's starting to look a little bit worn. I mean, it definitely does the job of sort of refacing, recapping, making it look beautiful, and that's exactly what you need.
Well, you're looking for more fun in yards and gardens? Leslie's got the latest surprise trend in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, what's going on out there?
Yeah, you know, this falls under the topic of what's old is new again. And in that spirit, garden gnomes are for real making a big comeback. You know, in fact, folks are setting up entire fairy gardens. They're beautiful. They can be fun, whimsical, enchanting, and I mean just downright delightful. I have a friend, Debbie, who does a fairy garden in her little sort of container garden outside of her apartment all summer long, and it's so fantastic and just lovely. I mean, every enchanted garden is just a little bit different, and I think that's really where the fun begins. So here's a few ideas that can help you get started, along with tips to keep your fairies happy. So before you start putting anything in place, you need to choose a theme. The containers, the location, you know, maybe it's the flower pot, maybe it's under the tree, maybe it's in a little special secret area of the flower bed. Whatever it is, pick that spot and stick to it. Now, as you start to collect items for the fairy garden, it's smart to lay them out in a place to sort of get a feel for how the garden will take shape before you start adding those small details or gluing things on. Now, as for plants, many types are going to work well in an enchanted garden, but those that are particularly well-suited include ferns, succulents, bonsai trees, primroses. They all just seem kind of magical. And if you're wondering where to find the very magical fairy garden gnome, we're going to have a complete guide to the most popular collections. Just search fairy gardens on moneypit.com.
And coming up next week on the Money Pit, we're going to talk about water features like ponds or waterfalls. I mean, they can really help turn your landscape into something that's very cool and special. I mean, it could be something as small as a trickling waterfall or a tiny pond. It gives you a kind of a focal point for your outdoor space and attracts some wildlife. We're going to dive in on how to build those out yourself on the very next edition of The Money Pit. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockster. Austin police and the Lone Star Fugitive Task Force arrested one man in connection with an overnight shooting that injured 14 people.
The arrest came after the city's 6th Street Entertainment District again became the scene of chaos and bloodshed early Saturday when 14 people were wounded in a mass shooting. Police previously said they had zeroed in on one or two suspects involved in a previous dispute and were rapidly working on arresting them. Interim Police Chief Joe Chacon expressed confidence that the investigators would soon be able to untangle more details about what prompted the gunfire and that suspects could face a range of charges that included attempted murder and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Bernie Bennett reporting.
If all goes according to plan, Israel will, Sunday, swear in a new government, putting an end to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's record 12-year rule, as well as a political crisis that led to four elections in less than 2 years. The next government, which will be led by ultranationalist Naftali Bennett, has vowed to chart a new course aimed at healing the country's divisions and restoring a sense of normalcy. Separate bombs hit two minivans in a minority Shiite neighborhood in Kabul, killing several people and wounding many others.
The minivans targeted were over a mile apart in a neighborhood in western Kabul. The first explosion killed at least half a dozen people. The second explosion, which was in front of a hospital treating a majority of COVID-19 patients, killed at least one person and injured many others. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attacks. However, earlier this month, the Islamic State group has carried out similar bombings in the area, which killed over a dozen people. I'm Karen Chamas.
As of Saturday, unemployed workers in Alaska, Iowa, Missouri, Mississippi no longer get the $300 federal benefit, unemployment benefit. It's a plan to get people back to work. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800 500 8384. ReliefFactor.com.
On Saturday overseas, it was Happy Birthday, Mom. Fresh from charming leaders at the Group of Seven Summit in Cornwall in southwest England, 95-year-old Queen Elizabeth was back at her residence at Windsor Castle to view a military parade marking her official birthday. The ceremony is a gift from the Household Division of Army Regiments, which has a close affinity with the monarch. Meanwhile, on Sunday, President and Mrs. Biden will have afternoon tea with the Queen. Today's date's also notable on this side of the pond. June 12th and 1630, Englishman John Winthrop, leading a fleet carrying Puritan refugees, arrived at the Massachusetts Bay Colony, where he became its governor. And birthdays on Saturday, sportscaster Marv Albert turned 80, actor Timothy Busfield, 64. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The federal government's reached an agreement to restore nearly $1 billion in funding for California's troubled bullet train.
The money for the high-speed rail project, plagued by cost overruns and delays, was revoked by the Trump administration in 2019. Critics have derided the project as a train to nowhere. The rail line connecting Los Angeles and San Francisco was supposed to be running by 2020. Governor Gavin Newsom welcomed the restoration of the federal money, even though just 2 years ago, he announced his intention to abandon plans to build the high-speed rail line, saying it would cost too much and take too long. Patrick Frost reporting.
The teenager who pulled out her cell phone and recorded the police restraint and death of George Floyd has been awarded a special citation by the Pulitzer Prizes. The girl was cited for courageously recording the video, which spurred protests against police brutality around the world. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
You can learn safety and elder abuse prevention strategies with another free event presented by Shining Care. The Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium is coming June 17th, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Wind River Resort Event Room. Lunch will be provided during a live simulcast featuring world-renowned keynote speaker Paul Greenwood sharing his expertise and tips to prevent elder abuse in our community. There'll be a Q&A session plus many resource exhibits all during the Senior Safety It Takes a Community Symposium June 17th in the Wind River Resort Event Room. See more at ShiningCare.org.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
According to the National Association of Realtors' new policy, expression of Christian views on sexuality and gender is a violation of their policy, which bans engagement in so-called, quote, hate speech. Visit PJI.org to download Faith in the Workplace.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, information you want, truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. From New York, heard around the country, heard around the world, this is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Lindsey Graham's coming on at the bottom of the hour. He's got an editorial out. It simply says this. If we had looked at the Wuhan lab leak and gave it the scrutiny it deserved, Donald Trump would be president. And it's hard to argue with that. I'm going to bring that up to Jesse Waters. Why do I think that? Because he's right here and he's listening to me. And I believe that's a topic that he would embrace. Am I right, Jesse?
You are correct, Brian.
Right. First, would you like to hear me do the big three?
Sure.
All right, let's get going.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
This is not a joke. You know what the Joint Chiefs told us, the greatest threat facing America? Global warming. Because there will be significant population movements. Because of the fights over what is variable land anymore.
Is this unbelievable? Hold on tight. President Biden has kicked off his overseas trip, which will culminate with a one-on-one with Vladimir Putin. But so far, off to a rocky start. My concerns are his age and his instincts. Oh, yeah, citing climate change as the number one national security threat. Next time, Joe, phone a friend. The answer is China or Russia.
Number two.
This is a CNN report on Harris's trip. Vice President Kamala Harris endured a rocky first foreign trip since taking office, with sources telling CNN her two-day swing through Mexico and Guatemala left some administration officials quietly perplexed about what they perceive as her bumpy answers to questions about whether she will go to the U.S.-Mexico border.
I've met Ainslie before. She's really nice and actually very accurate. The border is broken, and it was a really bad trip. That's the state of the game after VP Harris returned home after two stunningly subpar meetings with Mexico and Guatemala. We'll discuss it.
Number one.
It's very dangerous, Chuck, because a lot of what you're seeing as attacks on me, quite frankly, are attacks on science. So if you are trying to get at me, you're really attacking not only Dr. Anthony Fauci, you're attacking science.
Do you believe this? Starting to crack. The almighty Fauci makes it clear. Criticize me, you're criticizing science, really? What if a doctor scientist criticizes you? Do they not like science, their own profession? With more on this, taking Dr. Anthony Fauci's side is Fauci apologist Jesse Waters. He is a co-host of The Five, hosted yes. Waters World on Saturdays at 8, and author of the upcoming book, comes out on July 6th, How I Saved the World. So, Jesse?
Yes.
I did not know when he said this. I was on a shoot yesterday. Did you guys tackle this on The Five?
We're going to tackle it tonight on The Five.
So it came out after?
It did.
So, I mean, your thoughts. You're as outraged, and he's the most overrated guy I've seen in my life.
So, when you attack a liberal, this is what they do. They say, oh, you're attacking women. You're attacking me because I'm black. You're attacking the media. So they try to then assume this grand identity. You're attacking science. No, we're not even attacking science. We're criticizing you, Dr. Fauci, and he should be able to take the heat.
I don't know if Chuck Todd followed up and said, well, Dr. Fauci, critics would say that you did have it wrong on masks. You did have it wrong on how much danger this pandemic would be. You did have it wrong to marginalize the Wuhan lab leak. You did have it wrong saying surfaces are a place you can catch the virus. You did have it wrong when it said you can catch it outside. So I don't know. It's more than likely if he had followed up like that, it would be in the news. But I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He is so defensive. He is also referring to himself in the third person. If we listen to the whole bite, I'm not going to bore you with it. We got the gist of it. He actually refers to himself, if you insult Dr. Fauci, excuse me, aren't you Dr. Fauci?
Well, as someone that likes to refer to himself in the third person, I'm not going to attack him for that, Brian, but you're right.
Refer to your show as if you're not on it. Waters World was looking to find out.
That's right. And so, but yeah, he was wrong on the lockdowns. Remember, he stuffed everybody inside when outside it wasn't spreading, and wrong on hydroxy. Now, three studies have come out that says that's been effective.
Hydroxychloroquine.
Yes, wrong on masks. He's criticized DeSantis. DeSantis was the hero. Cuomo was the villain. He got it all wrong. So we're not really criticizing science. We're just saying, listen, you got it wrong, what, a half dozen times? Let's get it together and get it right so it doesn't happen again.
So since we are not scientists, we could have been. It's all who you know in that business. Dr. Peter McCullough is a cardiologist, internist, and epidemiologist. And he was on with Laura last night. So your witness, cut 13.
Well, Laura, as a practicing doctor and as an editor of two major journals, I can tell you, you know, we hear from lawyers that no person is above the law. And in medicine, no doctor is above peer review. And what Americans really deserve to see over the last year is a team of doctors, preferably doctors who actually knew how to treat patients with COVID-19, knew how to rapidly interpret the literature and come up with the correct inferences. You know, the science changed over time, and every time there was a definitive statement, within a few days or a few weeks, there were new data coming out, particularly with respect to treatment.
Listen, we noticed that as civilians. I think by the time, though, his book comes out November 3rd, I know it's all about July 6th with you, but as by the time his book comes out November 3rd, I think he's going to be totally disgraced.
And I do, too.
Before, unlike Cuomo, he got it right after. He's going to get it before.
I do, too. And that advance, whatever he got, I hope it wasn't more than what I got for How I Saved the World, because that's a disgrace.
Is it a very similar book?
Yeah. Well, mine's longer. Mine's 300 pages. His is only 80.
His is 80.
Yeah. I mean, doctor, schmockter. Right. But you're right. So it wasn't just he was following the science and the science developed. He was getting emails from scientific leadership saying, it looks like the sequence never mutated. It looks like this was manipulated. And then he got on a conference call with these scientists. They did a 180 and put out a paper and says, no, it came from an animal. So he was actually, it was a scientific conspiracy to then block scientific research into the truth.
All right, I got to bring you to something else that's driving me nuts, what I have not been able to focus on, and that is I do fear Joe Biden's foreign policy instincts and track record. There's two things I worry about. This climate change agenda that's destroying our energy, our fossil fuel, which has been literally the engine of our economy. This fracking that has allowed us to ship and use natural gas. And, of course, the oil, the drilling that's been taking place, he's getting rid of all of it. Page 6 of the Wall Street Journal today. Not only is China not doing that, they say they're moving away from whatever they agreed to on the Paris climate change. They said their focus is going to be on reviving their economy. That's what our focus should be. This is President Biden saying to an audience in England what his Joint Chiefs of Staff are telling him. Cut 3.
We must all commit to an ambitious climate action if we're going to prevent the worst impacts of climate change, limiting global warming to no more than 1.5 degrees Celsius. We need to global transition to clean energy technology. You know, when I'm over in the tank in the Pentagon, when I first elected Vice President, President Obama, the military sat us down, let us know the greatest air station in America, the greatest physical threats. This is not a joke. You know what the Joint Chiefs told us the greatest air station in America was? Global warming.
I'd fire them all. I would say, listen, is that true? Do you guys all – okay, you're all gone.
I don't believe
Hand
that.
Hand in your uniform.
I don't believe the Joint Chiefs told him that. I think he made it up.
He better have.
I think he made it up.
That would be actually the good side of this story.
And I thought the biggest threat was white supremacy.
Right.
Wasn't that the biggest threat?
I forgot.
And then last year it was Russia.
Right.
And then it was China. So, like, every other week it's a different threat.
So – he, instead of, after the first hack, this is the message Vladimir Putin is sending us, and he's representing us. After the first hack, they were so scared about retribution, they hit us again. From the same country, this time, first they got our oil and gas, then they got our meat.
Right.
Right? Then they said, you know, human rights is going to come up, Navalny's health matters to us. You know what they said? His organization is now illegal. There's no sign he's ever going to get out. They also arrested two more dissidents in the meantime. These are messages sent to Joe Biden to make him uncomfortable. This is a quote from their foreign minister in on the doorstep of their meeting in Vienna in a few days. This is a disaster.
Joe Biden has to defend big beef in the United States. Big beef and big oil. It's barbecue season, Brian. We need to be able to barbecue this beef. I would, if I were the president, right before I sat down with Vladimir Putin, I'd have the Defense Department launch a cyber attack on Rosneft, the big oil company right there. So he finds out during the meeting that the biggest oil company in Russia just got hacked. And then afterwards, I'd say, we're going to now re-up on all the military package to Ukraine. Big satellite imagery shipment. I'd lock in with all the tactical armaments because they have snipers in the east that are crushing the Ukrainians. And that's what I'd do. I'd sandwich Putin with those two deals, and I'd force him to say, next attack from Russian soil on America, I'm holding the Kremlin personally responsible.
All right. Am I overstating when I say Kamala Harris had a disastrous two-day trip?
I think that's about right. I mean,
totally,
but did you have any,
with the issue.
What were your expectations, though, Brian? I mean, did you really think she was going down there to solve problems? She's buying time. She doesn't want to go to the border. She doesn't want photographs of her with border agents at a wall praising Border Patrol agents. She wants to run for president one day. That'll just be an ad against her by someone like AOC that can say, you know, she's tough on immigrants. She's mean. She's nasty. She's pro-Border Patrol. She doesn't want those images out there. So she's tap dancing and avoiding the problem.
All right. 180,000. You know what that number is?
Yeah.
That's who have crossed the border in May. 173 the month before. The problem is the problem's getting worse in real time. It's not like, how did you handle that when you first kicked off and all those kids were coming across, dropped over a wall? It's actually still happening. What did we open up to it this week on Monday? A five-year-old walking around by herself in front of the wall, and then you see a border agent grabbing her. One of these images would have been the image we never forgot about Trump, ingrained in our minds and our psyche forever. So she's got an unfolding problem, and I just see Henry Cuellar today called on Biden and Harris to let the local people, let the local residents understand that you care and come down to the border. Cuellar, I don't need to tell you, a Democrat. I think they're going to have a hard time outrunning this problem.
Well, you know, it gets really hot in the summer, so this migration pattern's naturally going to die down. So they'll just pat themselves on the back and claim that they fixed it. But it's just going to be just as bad next year because they're not changing any of the policies. I think they're going to get rocked in the midterms. Immigration's a hot-button issue.
You think this mayor race?
I think it's a harbinger of things to come. People are upset about it, especially people in Texas. They're trying to turn Texas blue, right. Brian. What they're trying to do.
Right, but it's going the other way right now. And here's the other thing.
Well, but politically right now it's going the other way. But if you get hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants pouring into Texas, and it's a lot of women, you know, they have babies. They're going to, if they get amnesty, if they get asylum, they're going to vote Democrat. First year generation immigrants always vote Democrat. That's the game. They're going to suffer early, short-term consequences. But long-term, if they turn Texas blue, forget about it. You'll never have another Republican president.
Just remember, there's also a story that Karl Rove underlined, I think, wrote about, and it was the facts reveal that more and more Hispanics are going to Republicans. And that is a fascinating development.
Still, it's still 70-30. I'd like to get it to 60-40, but it's still not a good ratio right now.
And by the way, they're not – do you say women have babies?
Birthing people. Excuse me, Brian.
Thank you.
I know you're very politically correct.
If you don't mind, I have an audience. Listen, when we come back,
yes.
Jesse wrote a book. He's done with it. You're done with it.
Right? I'm done with it.
July 6th is going to be available to the masses. And he uses words like harbinger, which you just used on our show. We're going to get the details of that when we come back. Then you have the five to do.
Yes.
And then you have to take command of your pregame show for your show that tapes tomorrow that airs on Saturday.
Waters World. That's right.
Based on you.
Based on me.
Back in a moment.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
Paid actor endorsement. Individual rates, coverage offerings, and savings may vary. Subject to terms and conditions. Not available in all areas.
As a small business owner, I'm trying to build my business while keeping costs down. So imagine my surprise when I heard Pi Insurance on the radio saying I might be overpaying for workers' comp. Pi said they could save small businesses like mine up to 30% on workers' comp coverage. It sounded simple, so I went to ineedpi.com, got a quote in 3 minutes, and ended up saving thousands. Pi Insurance is a breath of fresh air. Their team put me at ease by explaining my policy and making sure I only paid for what I needed. It felt great to know I was protecting my employees while saving money. It's easy to see why Pi is rated excellent on Trustpilot by customers. If you're a small business owner, check out Pi Insurance for Workers' Comp. Ask your agent for Pi, or see how much you can save at ineedpi.com. That's ineedpie.com.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
The Biden administration is proposing trillions of dollars in new government spending. That could be one reason why a growing number think Joe Biden is too liberal. We just asked about the president's positions on the issues on our Fox News poll and compared the results to when he was competing for his party's nomination. Now, 10% see Biden as too conservative. 40% say his positions are about right, while nearly half, 46%, say he's too liberal, up from 36%. set in December 2019. That 10-point change comes from voters of all political stripes. The number who see Biden as too liberal is up 13 points among independents, up 10 points among Republicans, and up 7 among Democrats. Still, about 70% of Democrats, self-described liberals, and those who voted for Biden give the Goldilocks response. They think he's just right, and few Biden voters are having second thoughts. More than 9 in 10 remain happy with their vote. I'm Dana Blanton, and that's your Potpourri.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Alan Lomax, who died in 2002, was an American folklorist and musicologist. Lomax was involved in the archive of folk songs at the Library of Congress and a pioneering oral historian who recorded the early story of American folk artists.
Since I was 17, that was pretty close to 18 straight years. I'd been in every back alley in every little town, and I got so I wasn't feeling fresh about America. It was coming out of my ears, and I wasn't enjoying it anymore. So it seemed to me that the big problem at that time was to make the world feel like a world of various people speaking various languages, all about the same big human problem.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is Health Call for Health. The San Francisco 49ers and Santa Clara County in California are partnering to give out free swag to teens who get vaccinated at Levi's Stadium this week. It's part of a three-day clinic to get free shots to teens 16 and older. The first 100 teens to sign up each night also get a Starbucks or Chipotle gift card. Al Guido is the 49ers president.
There is nothing more important than getting back to our lives, and the way to do that is to get vaccinated. I got to hug my mother for the first time in 14 months Sunday. My kids got to hug their mother for the first time in 14 months Sunday. All of these children, all of our students, they deserve their homecoming. They deserve their senior proms. They deserve to celebrate their graduations in person. If this is one small step that can get us back there, please all join in.
The promotion runs through Thursday night. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We're back, everybody, from New York, heard around the country, or around the world. Jesse Waters is going to be doing the five in a few hours. But, Jesse, I have not seen your book yet. I know you have fun talking about it, How I Saved the World. It's not out for until July 6th, but can you give me an idea of what to expect?
Well, we're getting a shipment in, and so we're going to get you a copy next week.
Right.
Got about 65 copies. You're going to get one of them. Gutfeld's going to get one of them.
Right. Will I get it first?
I will make sure Johnny gets you the first copy.
Right.
So you remember my story. I started off in the basement of Fox, and then all of a sudden I'm a big smash hit all across the world.
Right.
The world.
Might be overstating. You weren't in the basement.
No. I was in the newsroom.
Oh, okay.
That was in the basement.
All right. Yeah.
You were still a big shot.
C1.
C1. And so my job was to do intake, which means they give you tapes, and then I had to label the tapes with a Sharpie. It was like arts and crafts.
Right.
So that's where I started, Brian. And then I got on the Factor, and then I was bothering everybody so much in the pod that Bill sent me out of the building to go bother other people.
And what would he say? This is what I want. Bill O'Reilly.
At first, I was supposed to ambush bad judges that were giving soft sentences to sex offenders. Okay. So I'd hide in the bushes and jump out at unsuspecting judges and say, "How have you no shame?" And things like so that got me prepared for live television, because you can't screw up when you're doing an ambush. You only get one shot.
Right.
And then eventually Bill said, Jesse, I want you to go out in the street and I want you to find out how much people know. And it turns out they know very little
about
so
history
news. So I would go out to the beach, Jones Beach, July 4th. And I would say, you know, who did America fight in the Revolutionary War? And people would say, China. Or I would say, who did America fight in the Vietnam War? And they'd say, South Korea. So he used to send me all over the country. We used to go to cannabis conventions, mushroom festivals.
So did you go back and look at those tapes to remind yourself what you were doing?
So it's all on the internet. So I would go back, I'd look at all the footage, and so I would go, I went to the border, and I went to Miami, and I went to all these places, and I have all these great stories about going to nude beaches or going to the south side of Chicago and things like that. So as I'm telling hilarious and very self-deprecating stories about me kind of failing from city to city, I splice in my commentary, which you see on the five, about, you know, violence in the inner city or the war on women or, you know, the global warming hoax. You know, my parents would send me to these outdoor wilderness survival schools where I'd have to, you know, take a matchbook and a knife and survive for 3 days by myself.
Without any gel?
Without any hairspray. No, hairspray attracts gnats. You can't have hairspray
out
there.
That. Did not know.
So, you know, I didn't shower for a whole month, Brian, out there.
Is that
true? We used to wipe with sticks.
What about a lake? Is there a stream?
Yeah, we'd jump in the lake, but there's no shampoo out there.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I thought there was.
There's no Vidal Sassoon dispenser.
No dispensers?
No dispensers.
That's so weird.
So, you know, I tell these stories, but as I tell these stories, I talk about, you know, politics. And, you know, when the president invited me to dinner at the White House, I tell about that. Things that people have never heard before.
And do you feel as though this could create controversy? Do you see a movie? Do you think this is going to help or hurt your career?
I think financially it will help my career, but I believe I had a tough time getting it through Fox News PR.
Why?
It took a while.
Because?
There were some things in there that I think that they were not thrilled with. There was some editing that had to be done. I mean, the book probably should have come out in February. Now it's come out in July. There were some extra edits that had to be done. Because, you know, we used to go to war with these reporters. You know, I got into fights with people at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
I was there.
You know, Jeffrey Immelt used to, you know, send spies to my house.
Did not know that.
Yeah, like
the former chairman of GE.
You know, I was hated by George Clooney for when I confronted him at the red carpet at the Academy Awards. These are the stories that I've never told, and now we will tell them in How I Saved the World, which is due out July 6th. You can pre-order it. Not at Amazon. If you don't like Amazon, go to HarperCollins.com.
All right, or go up to Jesse in the street and say, can I have one of the free 65 books? Why does Kill Me get a free one?
64 now. Kill Me has the first one.
And are you going to make up with Clooney, yes or no?
I'm open to it.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcasts. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with singer, actor, model, F9 star Tyrese Gibson, who was revealed as the Masked Singer's Robopine. And talk about commitment to the role. It was all part of Gibson's keep them guessing strategy because he says he's already an open book.
I said, if you throw any of these obvious clues out there, people are going to figure it out. So I said, I'm 60 years old from Costa Rica.
Gibson is excited to have this experience to share with his daughters.
I'm at a place right now in my career where I just hope that I can do something cool and interesting that would kind of make me a cool dad.
And there's another takeaway from Robopine.
I will never go to any theme park ever and look at, you know, people wearing costumes and not have type of empathy for them.
Plus, he says it's a very different performance stage to get used to.
I'm used to 30,000 plus people. I'm not used to singing and being judged.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Monday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and solutions to the biggest and most important issues of the day. You can hear new episodes every Monday. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Fox News Rundown is a weekday morning podcast that dives deep into the major and controversial stories of the day. Hosted by the anchors of Fox News Radio. Subscribe now to hear a perspective of news you won't find anywhere else. Listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On January 19th, 1989, President Ronald Reagan bid farewell to Americans in his last address as president.
I've spoken of a shining city all my political life, but I don't know if I ever quite communicated what I saw when I said it. But in my mind, it was a tall, proud city built on rocks stronger than oceans, windswept, God-blessed, and teeming with people of all kinds living in harmony and peace. A city with pre-ports that hummed with commerce and creativity. And if there had to be city walls, the walls had doors, and the doors were open to anyone with the will and the heart to get here. That's how I saw it. And see it still.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A devoted husband that went to beauty schools to get lessons in hair and makeup makes today's Dean's List. The 79-year-old gentleman walked into Alberta's Del Mar College of Hair and Aesthetics and told director Carrie Hanna he wanted to learn how to use the curling iron. His wife's vision was failing and she kept burning herself as a result, so he was looking for a few tips so he could do it himself. The man was paired up with a student and was taught how to operate the curling iron and to protect his wife's skin. He also asked for tips on applying her mascara. Carrie says her staff and students were so touched by his sincere wish to help his wife of over 50 years. He was showing everyone pictures of her, saying how beautiful and talented she truly is. He says her appearance has always been something she's taken pride in, and it's important to her, so therefore, it's important to him. Since his visit, both husband and wife have dropped by the college to express their gratitude, and he's been doing an excellent job. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's very dangerous, Chuck, because a lot of what you're seeing as attacks on me, quite frankly, are attacks on science. Because all of the things that I have spoken about consistently from the very beginning have been fundamentally based on science. Sometimes those things were inconvenient truths for people, and there was pushback against me. So if you are trying to, you know, get at me as a public health official and a scientist, you're really attacking not only Dr. Anthony Fauci, you're attacking science. And anybody that looks at what's going on clearly sees that. You have to be asleep not to see that.
Unbelievable. Senator Lindsey Graham joins me now. Senator, you've dealt with Anthony Fauci before. He is reeling. And for him to criticize critics that have the audacity to criticize him and say you just don't like science shows how detached he is. What do you think?
Well, I think the facts need to be looked at. So here's the question. In February the 19th, 2020, 27 scientists, or 23, I can't remember.
27.
Issued a statement that wasn't a scientific statement. It was a political statement, I believe, saying that anybody who questioned the origin of the coronavirus coming from the lab in Wuhan was spreading conspiracy, undercutting the public good. Read that letter they put out. How in hell did they know on February the 19th, 2020, that the only way the source of the virus was natural transmission? This letter came out. It was a political document designed to shut down criticism and inquiry about whether or not the coronavirus came from a lab. And the leading character here, a scientist, was also in charge of the grant program. So here's what I would say to Dr. Fauci. Tell me why they wrote this letter, and how could they have found, based on scientific evidence available in February 2020, that the lab leak theory was right-wing conspiracy? Answer that question.
I would love to see him answer that question, and I would also love to see the facts behind these emails, one of which was he did have questions about the origin of the virus. He did go to Europe to meet with other scientists about it. What was he telling us?
Well, here's the problem. The media ran with that letter, and five virologists the next month issued a statement, the lab leak theory is garbage. Tom Cotton came out with this idea that it may have come from the lab, and he was vilified. President Trump started calling it the China virus because he suggested it was a lab leak. Well, if you look objectively, all the indicators seem to indicate that the genetic sequencing of this virus, when you look at it closely, is more consistent with human manipulation than it is coming from nature. So if you had column A and column B, and you put all the factors suggesting human manipulation or lab leak, they outnumber coming from nature. That's science. That's what we know today. But what happened in February and March of 2020 was an effort by scientists who were up to their eyeballs in conflicts of interest with the Wuhan lab, trying to smear people who suggested it came from the lab. And this had a big effect on the 2020 election. President Trump was excoriated by the media as being a right-wing nut because he suggested it came from the lab. Well, here's the truth. In 2021, it's more likely it came from the lab than it did from nature. And it worked. They were able to label President Trump out there on the coronavirus origin. And they shut down an inquiry that I think could have changed the election. Let me tell you why. If it had been known in 2020 that the most likely source of the coronavirus came from a Chinese lab, the Chinese government, through incompetence and negligence, allowed this to infect the world, there would be a desire for revenge against China. And the issue for 2020 would be who is better able to hold China accountable, Trump or Biden? I think that would have changed the outcome of the election.
That's what you write about in today's column that you put in Lindsey Graham's on FoxNews.com. He gets into detail on it. And I don't think when you get 75 million votes, even though Biden got 80 million, you wonder, without competing at all those people were voting against Trump perhaps, it would have been a different story. There'd be a lot of things that would be different. If you think about that, when they rebuild what happened on this election, if this was a normal election, Joe Biden never would have been able to campaign and keep up. Then there's add to this, hydroxychloroquine. According to a study, if you took hydroxychloroquine and zinc, you increase your chances of survival with the coronavirus by three times. Three times. The president, if you wrote that and tweeted that, your account was frozen.
Well, all I can say is that the social media sites shut down any discussion of the lab leak theory. During the campaign, Trump made his fair share of mistakes, but they vilified him and Cotton for suggesting it came out of the lab. And what do we know now? That the scientists who wrote this letter saying it could not have come out of the lab had a conflict of interest. They were tied to the Wuhan research projects. So here's what I would say to Dr. Fauci. Show me the science in February 19, 2020 that justified such a damning letter. What was the science they used to say that anybody who suggested it came out of the lab was a right-wing nut? Where is that science?
So I want to help you with this side of the story. 60 Minutes 3 weeks ago, Peter Danzig, who is the one who funded the function.
He was the leader of the letter.
Yeah. Peter Danzig, who was thanking Anthony Fauci for marginalizing anyone who thought this was a Wuhan lab leak. Here's what he said on 60 Minutes. Tell me if you see a problem with this story. Leslie Stahl certainly does. Listen.
We met with them. We said, do you audit the lab? And they said, annually. Did you audit it after the outbreak? Yes. Was anything found? No. Do you test your staff? Yes. No.
But you're just taking their word for it.
Well, what else can we do? There's a limit to what you can do. And we went right up to that limit. We asked them tough questions. They weren't vetted in advance. And the answers they gave, we found to be believable, correct, and convincing.
But weren't the Chinese engaged in a cover-up? They destroyed evidence. They punished scientists who were trying to give evidence on this very question of the origin.
Well, that wasn't our task, to find out if China had covered up the origin issue.
No, I know.
Issue.
I'm just saying, doesn't that make you wonder?
We didn't see any evidence of any false reporting or cover-up in the work that we did in China.
Were there Chinese government minders in the room every time you were asking questions?
There were Ministry of Foreign Affairs staff in the room throughout our stay. Absolutely. They were there to make sure everything went smoothly from the China side.
Or to make sure they weren't telling you the whole truth and nothing but the truth.
You sit in a room with people who are scientists, and you know what a scientific statement is, and you know what a political statement is. We had no problem distinguishing between the two.
Do you believe this guy? I mean,
if this passes for science, God help us all. How sophisticated do you have to be to understand that the Chinese Wuhan lab and other labs have had a history of problems? How sophisticated do you have to be to understand that scientists in China are not going to say or do anything that's going to get them shot or put in jail? So here's my question for this gentleman. The letter you authored on February the 19th, 2020, slamming those who questioned the origin of the virus coming from a lab leak, what science did you have to justify those statements?
Yep.
And here's the other thing. Why did the Chinese let this guy in? If I had to pick somebody to let in to look at the lab as a Chinese Communist Party operative, I'd pick this guy. He makes Inspector Clouseau look like Sherlock Holmes. He clearly is detached from reality of how China works.
Willingly.
And I smell a rat.
Yeah.
I smell a rat.
Real quick.
This is the Russian dossier all over again.
And real quick, and you talk about that too. Imagine if people ask the right questions on that. But I know you know their expertise is foreign policy. I'm really concerned about this trip. You know Joe Biden well. Here's what he said is America's greatest challenge.
We must all commit to an ambitious climate action if we're going to prevent the worst impacts of climate change, limiting global warming, to no more than 1.5 degrees Celsius. We need the global transition to clean energy technology.
And the audio is so bad, I'm just going to finish it for him. He said he went over to the Pentagon. He talked to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. You know what they told him was the number one threat to America? Climate change, not Russia or China. Who's right?
Well, if they said that, they should be fired.
All of them.
Yeah, all of them. So climate change is a problem. Let's fix it. But the biggest threat to world order today is the Iranians. They're the largest state sponsor of terrorism. They're trying to make a bomb, not build a nuclear power plant for peaceful purposes. If you ask the Arabs and the Israelis, what's the biggest threat to your survival? They're not going to pick climate change. They're going to pick the Chinese. The Iranians. China is disrupting world order at every turn. And all I can say is the statement by President Biden is delusional. If our military leaders actually said that, they're delusional. I don't believe it. I don't believe that the military leadership of this country told Vice President, now President Biden, that the biggest threat we face from a national security perspective is climate change. If that's true, that makes me doubt their ability to lead. But I really don't believe that to be an accurate statement. I'd like to know whether or not they actually said that. And if you believe that, if you believe that's bigger threat to world order than the Iranians and Chinese Communist Party, God help us all.
Right. I know you're going to run take a vote. Last question. Do you think Joe Manchin holds the line on infrastructure, holds the line on the filibuster, holds the line holds the line on the H.R. 1 voting?
I hope so, because when we had the House, the Senate, and the White House, there was a lot of pressure on all of us as Republicans to change the filibuster rule. I didn't say I'm going to change it unless Democrats do what I want. I'm not asking any more of Senator Manchin than I ask myself. And the main thing, I think he's doing what people in West Virginia want him to do, keep the integrity of the Senate in place. He took Robert Byrd's seat, who was sort of one of the, you know, the biggest institutionalist in the history of the Senate. So I appreciate what Joe Manchin's doing, but I think he's doing what the people of West Virginia want him to do, not Schumer. And I appreciate him doing it. But if he goes down the Schumer path, I think he would be betraying the people of West Virginia and Robert Byrd. And I know Joe Manchin. He's a good guy. I don't think he'll do that.
All right, Senator Lindsey Graham, go vote. Thanks so much for your time. Go get his column on FoxNews.com. Appreciate it, Senator. 1-866-408-7669. When we come back, we'll find out if we need to know more.
Questioning everything. It's Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
Pick it up, guys. Pick it up.
At Bauer Builders, demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
Cut the car, all right? Just one sec. Bauer Builders, this is Bauer. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
Brett Baer's All-Star Panel.
President Biden said on Friday that April's jobs report, which displayed lower than expected job growth in the U.S., shows how the economy is struggling as a result of the pandemic. And he argued that the report is proof that his large infrastructure and spending, family support legislation are needed now more than ever. Meanwhile, Republicans are arguing this jobs report shows how President Biden's plans for the economy are not working. And many GOP lawmakers argue the enhanced unemployment benefits that are extended are discouraging people from returning to work. Political editor at National Journal, Josh Krasiar.
Look, if you see numbers that continue to underwhelm, continue to not meet expectations, this is Biden's economy. This is Biden's stimulus that's having an effect on the economy. And ultimately, if the economy doesn't grow as fast as they were expecting, he's going to face a lot of political blowback, not from Republicans, but from within his own party.
I'm Brett Baer. We'll see you next time.
This is House Call for Health. Last week, the Food and Drug Administration and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention approved emergency use of the COVID vaccine for teens ages 12 to 15. The CDC also reminding us that side effects after getting a vaccine are a normal sign the body is building protection. They say some side effects could be similar to what adults get and could impact your kids' ability to do daily activities, but should go away in a few days. Some of those side effects could be anything from tiredness to headaches, muscle pain, pains and fever and chills. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky in a video posted on Twitter.
They can be asymptomatic carriers and bring it home so that other people who are more vulnerable can get sick from them.
The CDC also recommends your teens get the vaccine as soon as possible so you'll be one step closer to enjoying the many things you had stopped doing because of the pandemic, like visiting grandparents. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
To your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back, everybody. I think it's time to find out if we need to know more.
More to Know. Sponsored by Oxford Gold Group. Call today to learn how you can protect your retirement and savings account. 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-G-O-L-D.
All right, let's find out if this is true. COVID pandemic has turned some older adults into problem drinkers. A national poll of 2,000 adults between 50 and 80 examined the group's drinking habits starting shortly before COVID, lasting for the 10 months. Results, 23% of older adults said they regularly have at least three drinks in one sitting. One in 10 admit to having other substances while drinking, including marijuana. Wow. Overall, 14% of respondents who drink said that their alcohol consumption went up during COVID. Does that surprise you?
The age range a little bit, but it also makes sense. I mean, have you experienced that with your friends?
No. Well, I mean, it's been... I only did this for a few weeks, and then I was back to normal. I just couldn't do it out. Some people binge drink, but I don't see any problem drinkers amongst it. You did?
No, I know people drank more, but it's like you weren't going anywhere. No one had to worry about driving home. No one, you know, all the things you were getting together, it might have been just close neighbors.
Right.
So it sort of took away some of the risk factors, so therefore you could do riskier behavior.
Okay, good point. Next, 2 in 3 pet owners admit they take better care of their pets than themselves. No, not surprising. 62% of the poll added that the pets help them to exercise more by taking them for walks and playing in their homes. Another 44% said the pets help them to be more cautious of the food they eat. So I guess it's a one-way relationship. 8 in 10 respondents agree that taking care of their pet actively encourages them to take better care of themselves, too. So that's encouraging. We care. I'm somebody who loves dogs and I think pets are important. I'm stunned how much we love our dogs.
You're stunned by, well, do you take care better care of your dogs than yourself?
Oh, I've always been a solid dog owner. I think most dogs will report the same thing. But I always think that as human beings, we so much are sick of people, we much rather be with animals.
They're always happy to see you. They're very sincere. They don't have the fake side.
They don't have a chip on their shoulder.
No.
And they make it clear who's in charge. Next.
That's really why you like it.
Chipotle increasing menu prices to offset rising employee costs. I got to pay my people more, right, Elizabeth Warren? Well, it's going to cost you more to get a burrito. Does that surprise you? Now they're paying people between $11 and $8 an hour, $18 an hour. The average employee was making $13 an hour. So pay a little bit more.
That doesn't surprise me. I don't know if it's Chipotle, it's around the country, but by me, they had people in there. You couldn't even walk up to the counter during the pandemic to order. You had to order on the app and go out and wait.
I know.
I lost my mind.
It's crazy. Next, the Congressional Black Caucus has a new member, Congressman Byron Donalds. Wait a second. No, he's not. It looks as though they are blocking him becoming a member of the Congressional Black Caucus, not because he's not black, that's because he's not Democrat. Quote, the sad reality is, although the congressman and those in the CBC share the same race, the R behind his name disqualifies him. That, according to Harrison Fields, Donald's spokesperson. That is disgusting.
It is, but also then, I mean, sadly, just confirms what everyone has thought for so long.
The CBC also has no Republican members, but black GOP lawmakers have joined them in the past. The only other black Republican House member is Burgess Owens. And he said before he won the election that he did not plan on joining.
Yeah, I mean, they should just change it to the black congressional Democrats, right?
And remember, it was Lincoln was a Republican. Next. So when that whole meat thing happened and meat skyrocketed and we got the ransomware virus, we wonder how it suddenly got back online so quick. $11 million paid in Bitcoin to a company located in Russia allowed our meat to go back to factory and to get back on the shelves. It's already going to up in price. It costs $11 million. All it does is let the let these criminals know there's more where that came from.
True, even though hopefully maybe they're tracking it in some way that we don't know about and they'll get some of it back like they did with the pipeline.
Right, but I don't want them to get the money back. What about the people that had to pay more for meat or had none? What about the people that had to pay more for gas? Double. I heard in Virginia it was $7 a gallon.
No,
who's paying them back?
You're absolutely right. It'll be interesting to see how President Biden brings it up to Putin next week.
Keystone Pipeline officially canceled, terminated. That is terrible. The quote from the senator from Idaho, where the pipeline runs, the Keystone XL pipeline would have strengthened U.S. energy independence while supporting thousands of high-paying jobs in the U.S. and Canada. And guess what? Joe Biden got a total pass on that. Disgusting. While letting Nord Stream 2 pipeline go from Russia, bypassing Ukraine through Europe.
The hypocrisy, you couldn't make it up.
Hanoi Jane Fonda slams Joe Biden for failing to be bold on climate change because he's not acting fast enough. Right. Jane Fonda has ever done anything besides, what is that, that show on a lake? Beyond Golden Pond. Has she ever done anything since then?
Isn't she in that, like, Gracie and Frankie show?
I think she also made a bunch of VHS tapes, how to get hurt while doing aerobics. Jane Fonda, take a walk.
The IRS has resumed collections, so if you haven't filed in years or owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you may need professional representation. Don't let the IRS seize your bank account, garnish your wages, or even revoke your passport. Let Detaxify help. Detaxify has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp, meaning we have an excellent track record of dealing with the IRS and a fantastic reputation because of it.
I am John Dandy, founder of Detaxify, and will resolve your tax issues and help you detaxify. I'll personally oversee your case.
Call now for your free consultation at 888-72-NO-TAX. At 888-72-NO-TAX. Don't face the IRS alone. Get the peace of mind you deserve with professionals that are experienced to resolve your tax problem and potentially save you thousands of dollars. At 888-726-6829. 888-72-NO-TAX.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1992.
Today, we have closed the book on apartheid, and that chapter is finally closed.
I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it, and didn't inhale.
It's sad to see the community that I grew up in go up in flames like this. It really is.
I just want to say, you know, can we all get along? Can we get along?
It doesn't help matters when primetime TV has Murphy Brown, a character who supposedly epitomizes today's intelligent, highly paid professional woman, mocking the importance of fathers by bearing a child alone.
It has been an honor and a privilege to come into your homes all these years and entertain you. I bid you a very heartfelt good night.
Dade County, as we know it, especially from the Kendall area south, is never going to be the same. It is fundamentally destroyed.
News as it happened then.
News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Officials will allow 10 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine from a Baltimore factory.
But material to make many more doses must be thrown out because of possible contamination. The FDA says it has determined that two batches from the plant could be released, but several other batches are not suitable for use and additional batches are still under review. The doses originated at an emergent biosolutions factory known as Bayview that is making the vaccine for J&J. John Scott reporting.
The head of the World Health Organization welcoming the vaccine sharing announcements coming out of the G7, but says we need more and we need them faster. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told the G7 leaders that to truly end the pandemic, the goal must be to vaccinate at least 70% of the world's population by the time the G7 meets again in Germany next year. In a minority Shiite neighborhood in Kabul, separate bombs hit two minivans, killing several people and wounding many others.
The minivans targeted were over a mile apart in a neighborhood in western Kabul. The first explosion killed at least half a dozen people. The second explosion, which was in front of a hospital treating a majority of COVID-19 patients, killed at least one person and injured many others. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attacks. However, earlier this month, the Islamic State group has carried out similar bombings in the area, which killed over a dozen people. I'm Karen Chamath.
Americans Michael Taylor and son Peter go on trial in Tokyo Monday on suspicion they helped Nissan former chair Carlos Ghosn skip bail and escape to Lebanon in December 2019. Ghosn's charged with falsifying securities reports and breach of trust. If convicted, the Taylors face up to 3 years in prison and a fine of up to $2,900. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Halbert, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Federal regulators are going to seek automated braking requirements for heavy trucks.
The Department of Transportation says U.S. auto safety regulators will move to require or set standards for automatic emergency braking systems on new heavy trucks. The decision is a departure from Trump administration policies that allowed similar regulations proposed in 2015 to languish in the regulatory process after former President Donald Trump took office. The Department of Transportation, which includes the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, will also require rigorous testing standards for autonomous vehicles and set up a national database to document automated vehicle crashes. The department made the announcements when it released its spring regulatory agenda. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey calling a special session of the legislature next week to boost wildfire funding as two large wildfires burn in south central Arizona. More at townhall.com. Four more states are ending their supplemental unemployment benefits this weekend.
Saturday, unemployed workers in Alaska, Iowa, Missouri, and Mississippi will see their pandemic unemployment benefits shut off 3 months early. The first of 25 Republican-led states to slash the $300 federal benefits that would ordinarily expire in September. It's the beginning of an effort to see if turning off federal unemployment benefits early for half the country will prod people in those states back to work. Combined federal and state unemployment benefits equal an average of about $650 a week, or around $16 an hour for full-time work. That's more than some entry-level jobs are offering. Patrick Foss reporting.
Illinois yesterday lifted all capacity limits on restaurants, businesses, and other venues nearly 15 months after the first stay-at-home order during the pandemic. Businesses, though, can still have their own rules for capacity, masks, as well as social distancing. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach,
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, hi, everybody. Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks so much for listening. Admiral James Stavridis is standing by, the former Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. I want to get his perspective on the president's trip overseas. What's at stake in the G7? What's at stake with the one-on-one on June 16th? And what's at stake that now that Donald Trump is not there, was he really the cause of problems? Did he actually end up creating more good than bad? I think internationally, the answer is much more good. I've been watching a lot of international television, and I think people kind of miss him already to a degree. They might not like the way he handled things, the way he was America first, but they did like the more the additional money that was in the coffers, and they did like the way he was sticking up for the West against China. I don't know if they're on board for that now. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
I've said I'm going to go to the border. And
when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished. I've said I'm going to the border.
And there's that laugh again. Getting testy. VP Harris falls flat on her face on her first foreign trip beyond our borders and gets badgered about going to the border. And even the White House can't defend her indifference as illegals pour in and Texas decides they'll build their own wall. I'm not kidding.
Number two.
This is not a joke. You know what the Joint Chiefs told us the greatest threat facing America was? Global warming.
The president is looking at it at a much broader angle than I am. I'm looking at it from a strictly military standpoint. And from a strictly military standpoint, I'm putting China and Russia up there.
I love when the military sticks to the military. Hold your breath. President Biden is about to sit down with our allies and soon our chief enemy. What we need from the meetings and why he has the world worried hours after citing global warming as our chief enemy. A statement the Joint Chiefs of Staff had to walk back, as you just heard. I'm sure Iran, China, and Russia are laughing.
Number one.
I think she absolutely should be fired. And this is a pattern with her, too. She's constantly trying to make you believe that America is a bad place, not worthy of our praise at all. What she does is she says something pretty outlandish, and then she turns around and claims victimhood for it when people criticize her. This is the game that gets played. This is the pattern.
Yes, and that, of course, is the unmistakable tones of Dan Crenshaw, a wartime veteran. Dems fighting Dems. Yup, wildly inappropriate words from Ilhan Omar get her rebuked by Democratic leadership as her squad fall in to fight for her. The waning divide could blow up as Pelosi and Schumer's narrow majority as a bipartisan deal on infrastructure is announced. The problem is that this group, the bipartisan group on infrastructure, doesn't have the endorsement of either party's leadership. I sense it'll be hard for either side to walk away. But first things first, let me just bring about this whole thing about Ilhan Omar. I'm heartened by the fact that Democrats do have standards of behavior. So Ilhan Omar tweets this out. We must have a new level of accountability and justice for all victims of crimes against humanity. We have been unthinkable atrocities committed by the U.S., Hamas, Israel, Afghanistan, and the Taliban. I ask Secretary of State Blinken where people are supposed to go for justice. Really? That's what you wrote? This is a woman on the Foreign Relations Committee in the House and is, vice chair of a subcommittee on foreign relations. This statement is more than just a congresswoman from the Midwest, from Minnesota. Of course, Minnesota again. So Democratic House leadership sees this. It sits out there for a couple of days and equating us with the Taliban, equating us with Hamas. Well, here's what they tweeted out, quote, legitimate criticism of policies of both the U.S. and Israel is protected by values of free speech and democratic debate. And indeed, such criticism is essential to the strength and health of our democracies. But drawing false equivalencies between democracies like the U.S. and Israel's groups and then engage in terrorism like Hamas and Taliban foments prejudice and undermines progress towards a future of peace and security for all. We welcome clarification from Congressman Omar that there is no moral equivalence between the U.S. and Israel, Hamas, and the Taliban. That from Pelosi, Hoyer, Clyburn, Clark, Jeffries, Aguilar. Then she comes back and clarifies. On Monday, I asked Secretary of State Blinken about an ongoing international criminal court investigation to be clear. The convention was about accountability for specific incidents regarding the ICC cases, not a moral comparison between Hamas and the Taliban and the U.S. and Israel. I was in no way equating terrorist organizations with democratic countries with well-established justices. But it didn't stop after that. Here, the backlash began again. The House Dems condemn him about equating Israel and Hamas and the Taliban is offensive and misguided. Ignoring the differences between democracies and governing the rule of law is contemptible. So Omar comes back and reacts to the Jewish Democrats condemning her statement. Quote, it's shameful for colleagues who call me when they need my support to now put out statements asking for clarification and not just a call. The Islamophobic tropes, again, it's all about sexism, it's all about racism, it's all about anti-Islam. In the statement are offensive. The content, harassment, and silencing from the signers of this letter is unbearable. Citing an open case against Israel, U.S., Hamas, and the Taliban and the ICC is not comparison from deep-seated prejudice. You might try to undermine these investigations or deny justice to the victims. And then Brad Snyder came back. Democracy should never be lumped into terrorists. I'm pleased you and Omar eased our concerns about her tweet. Issued a clarification, agrees with our point. I hope all can avoid such offhanded statements in the future. And then in comes the squad. AOC, sick and tired of the constant vilification, intentional mischaracterizations, and public targeting of Ilhan Omar. Rashid Tlaib, freedom of speech doesn't exist for Muslim women in Congress. The benefit of the doubt doesn't exist for Muslim women in Congress. House Democratic leadership should be ashamed of its relentless, exclusive tone policing of congressmen of color. Yup, it's got to be race. It's got to be because I'm a woman. It's got to be because I'm Muslim. What an embarrassment. Democrats, you deserve this. This is what you sow. This is what you'll reap. So here, Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson weighed in on Sean Hannity last night. So he's a Republican in North Carolina, and he's also African American. Cut one.
Well, it's that same old leftist playbook. If their narrative is failing, if they can't sway the American voter with good policy and with a good record, they reach into their bag of tricks, and recently their best trick in that bag is to call folks a racist for a number of reasons. No matter what the cause may be, they pull out these same old lies that Republicans are racist and dangerous to the country when the exact opposite has been proven both today and yesterday throughout history in this nation. Republicans are the ones who are always standing up for freedom, equality, and all the qualities that have made this nation great. And Democrats are always on the wrong side of history.
Yeah, and he points that out, too. And Republicans are Lincoln's party, and we know what Lincoln's able to do. 1-866-408-7669. But I don't want to take too much time away from the Admiral. A lot of international stuff to talk about. But as we told you, it is laughable and just pathetic that Kamala Harris travels over to Guatemala and doesn't want to talk about the border and didn't even prepare herself to answer a question of why she hasn't been there. She said, I haven't been to Europe either. So she was asked again about going to the border. Listen to how testy she's getting. Cut 15.
I've said I'm going to go to the border. And when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished. I've said I'm going to the border. And also, if we are going to deal with the problems at the border, we have to deal with the problems that cause people to go to the border, to flee to the border. And that is the root causes.
Okay, she went to one country, went to another country, and then left. Zoomed with a couple more. There's over 100 countries who have come here. We can't solve all their problems. In the meantime, 184,000 people crossed our border illegally. Those are the ones that turned themselves in that we got, let alone the ones that died on the way, let alone the ones that came in here with sacks of fentanyl to poison American citizens. So Kamala Harris refusal to go to the border has to be indefensible for the Biden administration. Why do I think that? Because they're not defending her. CNN got a report from their source. They're perplexed by some of her answers. They asked her to take care of this. She quickly, maybe her staffer made her, I don't know, said, I'm only handling root causes, not the border itself. If they see it, they believe they broke it, means they got to fix it. They got to fix it. If you're running for office to be famous and just win elections, don't waste our time. We're over that as a country. When we come back, what's at stake is Joe Biden basically takes yesterday off. At 78 years old, they've slowed down his schedule considerably from normal times. Today, he's got some things, cameo things to do, a class picture to take with G7 nations. And then they're going to sit down and they're going to talk. What will they say? What needs to be done? How do we judge this? as a success or a failure. And then June 16th, a preview from Admiral James Stavridis about what the Russians were up to and what we can do to stop them. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show. I'm glad you've been here all week. Don't move.
Questioning everything. It's Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
All right, we have goat yoga lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, Regan, can you go
at Finley's Fitness? Personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late. Hey, Dylan, can you...
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Poor Sam was a mess. Always itching, licking. His paws were soaking wet. He had bald spots on his back.
DinoVite.com.
2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DinoVite.com.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Delaware State University makes the Dean's List for helping graduates with their student debt. Antonio Boyle is the Vice President for Strategic Enrollment Management and estimates that the average eligible student will qualify for about $3,276 in debt relief, or roughly a third of the year's tuition. This will help more than 220 graduates, removing any delay in receiving their diploma. The funds necessary to cancel the student debt became available through the federal government's American Rescue Plan for COVID-19 relief. University President Tony Allen says students just come there for a quality college experience. Most are trying to change the economic trajectory of their lives for themselves, their families, and their communities. And their responsibility as a school is to do everything they can to put their students on the path. Dr. Allen says great universities have to go a step beyond the ordinary. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeVorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with actor David Oyelowo of The Waterman, about a boy who seeks a mythical figure in hopes of saving his ill mother. Oyelowo stars in and makes his feature directorial debut with the film, which he hopes brings adventure along with bigger themes in an understanding way for kids.
You know, the child's imagination is also a coping mechanism for loss and the harder things in life. The two things can coexist, and in many ways, when we get older, that's one of the things we have as a disadvantage, is that we don't retain some of that imaginative quality in order to be able to deal with some of the things that life throws at us.
And then was there something, a skill learned on another director's set that you took to this set?
Big time. I mean, you know, in my 20-year career, I don't think there's a single director, a single film that I wasn't a part of where I wasn't gleaning information, gleaning education. But when I got this opportunity, I went back to some of the formative directors in my trajectory, and I spoke to actors who directed films as well.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
After a Soviet arms buildup in Cuba, President John Kennedy addressed the American people with the world on the brink.
This sudden, clandestine decision to station strategic weapons for the first time outside of Soviet soil is a deliberately provocative and unjustified change in the status quo, which cannot be accepted by this country if our courage and our commitments are ever to be trusted again by either friend or foe. The 1930s taught us a clear lesson. Aggressive conduct, if allowed to go unchecked and unchallenged, ultimately leads to war. This nation is opposed to war. We are also true to our word. Our unswerving objective, therefore, must be to prevent the use of these missiles against this or any other country, and to secure their withdrawal or elimination from the Western Hemisphere.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
When I first was elected vice president with President Obama, the military sat us down to let us know what the greatest threats facing America were, the greatest physical threats. This is not a joke. You know what the Joint Chiefs told us the greatest threat facing America was? Global warming.
Climate change is a threat, but the president is looking at it at a much broader angle than I am. I'm looking at it from a strictly military standpoint. And from a strictly military standpoint, I'm putting China, Russia up there.
Yeah, no kidding. General Milley trying to do some damage control after clearly President Biden ad-libbed off the prompter, because he always says no joke before he makes something up. Now he says the Joint Chiefs of Staff actually told him that. Maybe it's true. Admiral James Stavridis knows just about everyone serving at the highest levels of the Pentagon. He was the 16th Supreme Allied Commander at NATO, and his book now is still doing well, 2034, a novel of the next world war, which looks at a battle with China. Admiral, welcome back. Is it possible the Joint Chiefs of Staff told the Vice President at the time that global warming is the number one threat?
Seems unlikely to me. I'm kind of with Mark Milley, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Milley, someone I know extremely well. I would put China and Russia at the very top because, ding, ding, obviously, they have immense nuclear capability that could destroy the United States. We would destroy them at the same time, but pretty hard to imagine how climate tops that.
Was it disturbing to hear him say that on the precipice of the G7? How do our enemies take that, or do they just dismiss it?
I think that our enemies recognize that there's a political back and forth and that climate is important to this administration, and that's okay. I mean, I would agree there are long-term security concerns that come out of climate, things like drought leading to conflict, things like our bases getting overrun with rising sea levels. Those are long-term things. But I'm hopeful that the president in the conversations, particularly when he goes to NATO, will be talking a lot more about China and cyber than about climate.
Admiral, it seems widespread belief that Germany and France are going to be very reluctant to go on with our push to have somewhat of China's economic isolation and alert them to their aggressive buildup, military buildup. It doesn't seem like Germany and France want to hear it.
Well, Brian, we're getting mixed messages. So let me give you some good news. Both Germany and France have agreed to send warships to the South China Sea to conduct these freedom of navigation patrols. The U.S. does those. The British are doing it. Freedom of navigation patrol merely means driving your destroyers through these contested waters. In fact, that's how the book 2034 opens, with China attacking one of these freedom of navigation patrols. So France and Germany are, in fact, deploying forward, coming with us. On the other hand, your point, they, in my view, remain too close, too economically docile in the face of Chinese aggression. So I think that's, as I mentioned a moment ago, the biggest thing the president needs to push across to the allies is the concerns we should all collectively have about China.
I just don't understand why we have to convince them. They got great intelligence apparatus. Yeah. They have people. They have embassies. They see what's happening. They know what it's like to cut a deal and you lose their intellectual property in order to do so. I mean, should we be doing this with developed nations? It's almost insulting to have to state the obvious. Why is it not obvious to them?
Well, I'll just add another shrimp on the barbecue for you, which is we're all coming out of a pandemic that clearly came out of China, whether you go with the wet market or you go with the Wuhan laboratory. And I don't think we're ever going to know the exact answer to that question. Either way, China, highly culpable in allowing this thing to spread. They knew it was out there, sent people outside the country. So I'm with you on this one. To me, China is the looming tower. And I think the light is starting to come on for our European allies. But again, they feel very economically intertwined with China. What we need to be doing is pulling them back. The G7 is a good mechanism for doing that. That's today. Monday is NATO. That's another place we can do it. And we've got to do bilateral. So the president has to reach out to his counterparts. We're going to have to push this on all fronts. Europe is its own beast, and it needs, if you will, some encouragement from this side of the Atlantic. I'm confident we'll get that done over time.
All right. My last thing before I here is General Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, on how he answered the threat of China yesterday in his committee hearing. Cut 36.
We are bearing witness to a fundamental change in the character of war. In particular, China is increasing its military capability at a very serious and sustained rate. And we must ensure that we retain our competitive and technological edge against this pacing threat.
And he wants over $700 billion for the Pentagon budget. Number one, do you think he'll get it? Number two, they said they had very few questions, which makes you feel like they would, in retrospect, may feel like they've already made their mind up. Do you think that they made their case yesterday from what you heard? And should America pay attention to those 17 seconds we just heard?
Number one, they made their case very forcefully in terms of China, particularly General Milley, but also Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. Number two, we have got to spend on programs that can meet the challenges of China. That means more on cyber, more on space, more on ships, because it will be a maritime conflict, more on long-range air, more on special forces. Those are going to be the coin of the realm if we are going to deter China. I think they took some steps in that direction, but I think the Pentagon have work to do to kind of spin the dial more toward those 21st century systems. But I thought it was a good opening case by the secretary and the chairman.
Last 90 seconds. What do we need from Russia in that June 16th meeting?
We need cyber. We need to convince Putin that he will be subject to significant retaliation if these cyber attacks continue. He is harboring criminals at best, and he is conducting them at worst. Joe Biden has to get that across to Vladimir Putin.
Pick up the general's book, 2034, everybody else's, especially for Father's Day, a novel of the next world war by Admiral James Javidis. Admiral, thanks so much. Always great, always educational to talk to you.
Thanks a lot. See you next week.
All right. Absolutely. 1-866-408-7669. We come back. John Roberts on the gravity of these trips, how Joe Biden's doing, and also this bipartisan infrastructure proposal that's going to be on Joe Biden's desk when he gets back. Would he sign it? Would Nancy Pelosi sign off on it? Is it enough? We'll talk about it.
Presents podcasts. Women of the Bible Speak.
I'm Shannon Bream, host of Fox News at Night and author of the new book, Women of the Bible Speak, The Wisdom of 16 Women and Their Lessons for Today, where I examine the timeless stories of women in the Bible. Join me and some of my friends for this limited podcast series as we discuss what it means to be a woman of faith. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Father's Day is coming up, and it's a perfect time to give that Fox dad in your life the greatest gift of all. Exclusive Fox News gear. Go to shop.foxnews.com and use code FOXDAD at checkout for 15% off on all orders now through June 20th. Fox News hats, t-shirts, polos, mugs, socks, backpacks, and so much more. That's shop.foxnews.com, and be sure to use code FOXDAD at checkout for 15% off on all orders now through June 20th. Happy Father's Day from all of us at Fox News Channel.
Due to overwhelming demand, we're extending our special Grateful Nation offer.
We're giving all active military and veterans Fox Nation for free for an entire year. Get the shows that celebrate our country and the people that serve and protect it.
So if you haven't subscribed to Fox Nation, do it now because we're extending this special offer.
If you're active military or a veteran, go to foxnation.com right now. Thank you for your service and your sacrifice, and enjoy your free year of Fox Nation.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind, 1973.
I will not place the blame on subordinates, on people whose zeal exceeded their judgment, and who may have done wrong in a cause they deeply believe to be right.
I'm getting out of baseball because I don't feel that when I go on the field, I want to give 100%. And the people of America should look at a guy like myself that loves the game of baseball and being on the field and not being able to produce.
But it was the unanimous judgment of my advisors that resignation would carry a presumption of guilt sufficient to prevent a defense on the merits. And I'm afraid that what I've been hearing and seeing and reading persuades me that they were right.
People have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
News as it happens. News as it happens.
This is Fox News Talk.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Memorial Day is not just the official start of the summer season. Its purpose began more than 150 years ago after the Civil War, historian William Federer.
Southern women began to scatter flowers on the graves of both Northern and Southern soldiers.
A half million died in the Civil War, more than in any conflict in American history. In the decades since, Memorial Day honors all the men and women who gave the ultimate sacrifice in serving this country.
It is the appreciation, the gratefulness for the freedoms that we have and where they came from.
Faith is the lens through which Federer sees history. For example, he says some of the greatest scientific discoveries happened because scientists like Copernicus, Kepler, and even Galileo believed in a creation ordered by a God of laws.
Galileo says the laws of nature are written by the hand of God in the language of mathematics. And then Galileo says God is known in nature by his works and by doctrine in his revealed word.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
Show like no other. It's Brian
Brian Kilmeade.
I'm very curious to see a number of things emerging from this G7 summit, including, of course, this meeting with Vladimir Putin, which unfortunately I think is set up to be really a coup for Putin in so many different respects. He's already got the Nord Stream pipeline. He's not going to have anything change in Belarus. Ukraine is going to continue in terms of a simmer. You're going to continue to have Russian actors, whether government-backed or not, extract ransomware from companies around the world. And I think that you really are going to see, you know, in a continued crackdown on any kind of domestic pushback against Putin's regime, especially from Alexei Navalny.
So there you go. That was a little setting the table about what's at stake in this first G7 overseas trip for the President of the United States, the G7 summit. Certainly not his first, he knows, and is very experienced. But then he's got to go over on June 16th and sit down with Vladimir Putin, who is very ready for this. Kind of concerned me that Jill Biden, the first lady, said he's been studying so hard. If there's anyone who didn't have to study hard, might have been a guy who's been doing this since 1978. Joining us now is John Roberts. He used to take these trips when he was White House correspondent. Now he's hosting it here on Fox all day. He works for a couple hours and then can go home and sun himself and play in the pool, play tag, whatever
hey,
it is. Play darts.
Speaking of sunning themselves, how are your calves today? Are they better than they were a week ago?
Oh, yes. Those are the only thing that were not burned on my body. But, John, it was amazing how close the sun is to the earth, because it's the most I was outside, but I was never actually in the sun. But I literally have pulled off my whole epidermis over the last couple of days.
Remember to always wear sunscreen.
I did. It went through it. It laughed at it. But we'll see. So John, I know you miss to a degree. Do you miss being on a trip like this?
Hey, I'm going on this trip.
Oh, you are? When?
I am leaving on Monday. I'm doing America Reports from Geneva on Tuesday and Wednesday for the summit. We'll have a bunch of special guests, including the former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien will be joining us. We're going to have extensive coverage of all of this. Brian, you know that I wouldn't miss a trip like this.
So far, but you did miss the beginning. Good point, and you're the perfect person to be there offer analysis.
Well, you know, some people might say if you're going to miss anything, a G7 summit is a good thing to miss because not a whole lot happens during them.
Unless you could pull aside one of the leaders, right?
True. Or unless you're President Trump and you go in there to was it Charlevoix and you throw a hand grenade into the whole thing and then you leave early, then you make some news,
right? And only talk to John Roberts. So John, the president's comments when he said the number one, I talked to him, I no joke. The number one concern among the Joint Chiefs of Staff when I went in as vice president was global warming. What kind of statement is that?
You know, I can't say because I wasn't there, and maybe the Joint Chiefs told him that there was a concern. And, you know, climate change is going to be a concern in the future because it's going to lead to population migration, desertification, food shortages, that type of thing. But I would think that for the United States, the greater threat right now is what's going on with China. China's got an extensive military buildup. It was believed, and there was a great essay in Foreign Policy magazine on May the 20th. You know, anybody listening should look that up and read it because I think it had a really good analysis of what China's doing. It was thought that China wanted to increase its power as a regional power, but now has designs on global domination. And with what's going on here in the United States, with us focusing on woke politics and equity as opposed to pushing forward the best and the brightest as quickly as possible and looking after our national and global interest, we're really giving China a leg up. I mean, Xi Jinping's got to be sitting back laughing at what is happening in the United States. China is charging along, doing everything it can to build up its military, to build up its economy, to make sure that it has reliable access to raw materials for products that it wants to build around the world. And meantime, there's so much pearl clutching going on here in the United States. And we really are almost, I don't want to say we're getting out of the way of China in its quest for global domination of the economy and maybe to some degree society, But we're certainly not standing in their way to the degree that we should be.
I mean, looking to salute the Union Army for their role in emancipation, we pretty much, that's plowed ground. We got it. I don't know what good is that. We're trying to have diversified training for at Fort Bragg, and there's some problems that Senator Tom Cotton pointed out yesterday with Dan Crenshaw among the military masses. They're taking this one area. Of course, they could do a better job when it comes to spending officially, but that we should be immensely proud of, that are forming great minds and a great fighting force, the best in the world, I thought, and now we're trying to bring some of that woke politics there. It's a scary proposition, and that's why him saying global warming, the number one thing, has to have Iran, Russia, and China laughing. Keep in mind what China did. During the pandemic, they took over Hong Kong. They arrested the democratic voices of unrest. They were determined to speak out and be a capitalist culture. That's all gone. How secure would you feel if you're Taiwan right now?
You know, clearly that this whole idea of global warming being like the preeminent threat facing the United States is a nod to the left, because that's where their politics lie. And Biden is trying to make sure that he doesn't lose everybody on the left. Meanwhile, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, Prima Jayapal, and others, they are definitely trying to drive the Democrat bus. And I'm not sure if Biden is better embracing them or marginalizing them. I mean, look what happened with Ilhan Omar and her comments about the United States and Israel and equating them to the Taliban and Hamas and other terrorist groups. You wonder what the president is thinking when he does so much in terms of outreach to these folks. But when it comes to threats facing the United States, it's got to be China as the number one threat. Russia wants to do its own thing, but I don't think it's a particular threat to the United States. China, contrary to what President Biden said during the campaign, does want to eat our lunch, our dinner, our breakfast, and all of our snacks.
No kidding. I would add to that, it doesn't seem as though Germany and France agree. They do not want to be involved, they say, in this economic isolation of China. What are they thinking? What are they seeing? You know, we don't have to teach them anything about global politics. Why don't they see the threat that seems so obvious?
Because they haven't got it figured out yet. And this goes back to conversations that I had with General Jim Jones a couple of years ago now about 5G. He came to me because he was heavily involved with trying to talk our allies like Britain, like Germany, like France out of putting Huawei equipment as their core in 5G. And officials from these countries said to him, they said, well, General Jones, we appreciate the fact that you think it's a national security issue, but we like the fact that we can get it for pennies on the dollar compared to what American equipment costs. And there's a reason for that. It's like the drug dealer who wants to sell you heroin for the rest of your life, and he says the first one's free. So these countries, they don't understand the threat. They don't understand that if they put Huawei at the core of their 5G, that they are basically handing the keys to their cyber kingdom to the Chinese. I mean, maybe they will come around to it at some point. But when you look at what China is doing regionally and globally in terms of this network that it is developing, everybody better be looking over their shoulders, because China's coming for them.
And not only that, they're here. You read Josh Rogan's book and you see how they infiltrated our college system, how they're very aware. The Eric Swalwell situation is something that comes to mind. The lowest level to the highest level, the driver for longtime Senator Feinstein, they are looking to infiltrate, find the next star and compromise him. He talks about Steve Daines, who they worked out some deal when it comes to the Montana beef over to China. And then they turn around, they put a Tibetan official next to him about free that was for their way of taking back Tibet. And they're trying to infiltrate and compromise our leaders on every level. I mean, we're under diplomatic cyber attack. We know what they've already done, what they've already acknowledged, what they've taken from us into intellectual property. And now they're trying to take over our political system subtly.
Oh, it's insidious. And, you know, and one of the things that's at the center of all this, too, is COVID. I this morning, in order to go over to Switzerland, had to have a PCR test for COVID, even though I've been vaccinated and I've tested negative for the last 16 months. I had to have a PCR test today. The the equipment that they were using to test me, the swabs and the reagent kits, made in China, right there on the box. So it's like they give us COVID and then they give us the testing equipment in order to find out whether we have COVID or not. It's insidious, Brian, and the tentacles, the Chinese tentacles are stretching into everything. Now, you know, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist because I'm not. But when you look at what Xi Jinping and the Communist Party of China are doing, is they are laying the groundwork for a 50-year plan, which will probably be accelerated now, given the fact that the Biden administration doesn't seem to be as concerned about it as the Trump administration was, to take over the world's economy, to become the dominant superpower of the world. There is no question about that.
I want you to see if this analysis lines up to what you might be concluding as well. Senator Lindsey Graham, Cut 11.
Let's just be honest. The bad guys were afraid of Trump. Who's afraid of Biden? I mean, you know, the Europeans are talking about doing a trade deal with China as China dismantles Hong Kong's democracy and is engaging in genocide against the Uyghurs. So this just blows my mind. They're talking about going back into the Iranian nuclear deal, even though Iran hasn't changed its behavior at all. I can tell you one thing. The Israelis miss a strong American president. The Mexican president blamed Biden for the spike in illegal immigration. We've had 160% increase in illegal immigration in the last 6 months because Biden doesn't know what he's doing on the border.
The perception from the outside about us, was Lindsey Graham on the money or is he just playing politics?
You know, he knows an awful lot about foreign policy. He does play politics as well. There's no question about that. But, you know, I think that everything that Lindsey Graham said there is firmly based in fact. And this administration, I think Tony Blinken gets it probably better than anybody else. That, you know, this administration has to really understand what a threat China is to our way of life and to our economy. You know, how much of our debt do they hold? And what could they do if they decided to manipulate that? You know, there was an old Tom Clancy book. It was called Badge of Honor, I think it was, where China and India conspired to take down the U.S. economy by something along the lines of shorting American treasury bonds that they held so much of, and a debt of honor is what it was called. And they could do that tomorrow if they wanted to. You know, you've got Russia cyber hacking everything. You've got China cyber hacking as well. So they are now infiltrating our infrastructure. They can play with our economy. And if, God forbid, COVID, and I'm not saying it was, but God forbid COVID was some sort of bioweapon that was in development, they can crash the world's economy as well. So you've got to pay attention to this. I don't think you can overstate the case just how much China is a competitive threat to the United States. Remember Bill Clinton back in the 90s, Brian, said China is a strategic partner. George W. Bush came along and was excoriated for saying, no, China is not a strategic partner. China is a strategic competitor. Well, now they are more than a competitor. They are a threat to our way of life, to our economy, and we better wake up to that fact quick.
Right. And, of course, Joe Biden got his comeuppance when he made that statement, thinking it was 1985 again, when he said, oh, come on, man, we can eat there. China can't eat our lunch or whatever he said. He had to walk that back. Well, lastly, this infrastructure bill set up by a bipartisan bicameral group, that's about just over $1 trillion. It forced Senator Capito to have her negotiations come to a stop. I think they really undermined her. But they came to a rough agreement. This had intrigued Joe Biden before he left. Is this agreement, without Mitch McConnell's endorsement, does this agreement have a shot at being the groundwork for a bipartisan agreement on infrastructure, do you think?
You know, I don't know if it's Mitch McConnell that's going to be the one that would stand in the way of this. You know, the Bipartisan Problem Solvers Caucus comes up with some great ideas. And they are the one group in Congress that is really trying to reach across the aisle and get things done. But when you've got Chuck Schumer, who says, no, infrastructure's got to be about climate change, and it's got to be about equity, and it's got to be about all of these other social engineering programs that we want to do, then Chuck Schumer becomes the problem. And then you've got the squad, everybody on the left saying it's not enough, it's not enough. We need to be spending $6 trillion, and none of it has to do with infrastructure. It's got to do with all of this other stuff. I don't necessarily, Republicans don't want to spend a lot of money on infrastructure, particularly on things that don't really count as infrastructure to them. But I think the bigger problem for the problem-solving caucus and their infrastructure plan, which may be reasonable, are the Democrats.
Yeah, we'll see, because they're not going to get Joe Manchin signed on to this. So then he says, I am trying to deal. Now the Republicans actually could say, I did a deal with them, and you guys don't want it. So Joe Manchin's got cover to continue to push back against any bipartisan agreement. John, have a great trip. I look forward to talking to you again next week if you could squeeze us in.
Yeah, absolutely, Brian. I said months ago that Joe Manchin was going to be the most significant Democrat in Congress, and that prophecy has come true.
Nostradamus on the road. Meet you in Vienna. Thanks so much, John.
No, Geneva.
Oh, that's right. I'll go to Geneva. Don't go to Vienna. Yeah. All right. Back in a moment.
Giving you everything you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
With the value of the U.S. dollar continuing to slump due to unprecedented money printing, it has never been more important to protect your savings and retirement accounts from inflation. Many hardworking Americans, just like you and I, are turning to a proven method to protect what we work so hard to earn. Real Gold. You can have Real Gold delivered privately and securely to your home, or have Real Gold put into your IRA or 401k. Just call Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. The Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you want to know about owning Real Gold. It's a lot easier than you think. Call the Oxford Gold Group now at 833-928-GOLD to get your free precious metals investment guide. Talk to them about getting Real Gold and Silver delivered to your home, or about having Real Gold placed in your IRA or 401k. The Oxford Gold Group is here to help you protect your savings and retirement from the unknown. Call them now, 833-928-GOLD. So, what are you waiting for? 833-928-GOLD. Get your gold you can hold from the Oxford Gold Group, 833-928-GOLD.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing, and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
Pick it up, guys. Pick it up. At Bowles Builders, demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
All right, just one sec. Bowles Builders, this is Bow. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network, it's the Fox News Rundown. Start your day with a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. A daily morning podcast going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Jessica Tarlov.
I'm Chris Wallace, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, publisher of The Federalist, and I'm inviting you to join a new conversation with the smartest thinkers out there about the country and where we're going. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast. You can subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, FoxNewsPodcast.com, or wherever you download your podcast. This new show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me. Subscribe to the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Jeff Bezos announced that he would be part of a historic flight to space next month. Well, now, fellow billionaire Richard Branson says that he will be launched into space before Jeff Bezos. I know. Big deal, though. One of them is going to go first into space, and the other's just going to be a loser, sat at home with billions of dollars.
It fell a little flat, but
it's funny, though.
Hey, I want you to hear this caller that called into CNN that Brian Stelter selling his paperback that's about Fox because he can't sell anything that's about CNN. Listen to this caller just rip into him. Cut 40.
I'd like to ask Brian on national television admit he and his network are a bunch of liars about Donald Trump.
Mr. Stelter is the biggest minister of misinformation I have ever heard, and I'm a news junkie. He made the statement just a few minutes ago that he is all the stories are always evolving. Yeah, his stories absolutely evolve.
Thank you for the feedback. I appreciate it.
We go on. Cut 41.
Savannah, Georgia. Rick, good morning. You're next.
Yes. I was just wondering if you still feel like Michael Avenatti is the greatest thing in the world and should run for president of the United States.
That's
and
funny.
My suggestion is whatever CNN says, do the opposite and you'll be fine.
You know, CNN is just something that's, it's a joke. It's a joke. Right. This guy tells more lies and Fox gives more news than CNN does in a...
What lie? What lie did I tell?
2 years. It's nothing but lies.
I don't know how many books you sell.
But you have to give him credit for at least going on there.
I don't know, C-SPAN should be a safe harbor for him, wouldn't you think?
It hasn't been before, though, actually. I sort of was expecting some fun.
Well, it is amazing that they can't even write about stuff their own network. They have to write about ours.
Paid actor endorsement. Individual rates, coverage offerings, and savings may vary. Subject to terms and conditions. Not available in all areas.
As a small business owner, I'm trying to build my business while keeping costs down. So imagine my surprise when I heard Pi Insurance on the radio saying I might be overpaying for workers' comp. Pi said they could save small businesses like mine up to 30% on workers' comp coverage.
It sounded simple. So I went to ineedpi.com,
got a quote in 3 minutes, and ended up saving thousands. Pi Insurance is a breath of fresh air. Their team put me at ease by explaining my policy and making sure I only paid for what I needed. It felt great to know I was protecting my employees while saving money. It's easy to see why Pi is rated excellent on Trustpilot by customers. If you're a small business owner, check out Pi Insurance for workers' comp. Ask your agent for Pi or see how much you can save at ineedpi.com. That's ineedpi.com.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On April 9, 1959, NASA named the first group of American astronauts, selected from a list of 110 candidates. In just 2 years, on May 5, 1961, Alan Shepard would become the first American astronaut in a suborbital flight.
Which of these men will be first to orbit the Earth, I cannot tell you. He won't know himself until the day of the flight. From your right, Malcolm S. Carpenter, Leroy G. Cooper, John H. Glenn, Virgil I. Grissom, Walter M. Shearer, Alan B. Shepard, Donald K. Slayton. These, ladies and gentlemen, are the nation's Mercury astronauts.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to enter our Swipe to Win promotion
starting April 1st through June 24th.
Weekly drawings on Thursdays, 6 to 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries.